I'm glad you've listened to me, and I hope you'll listen again tomorrow and Wednesday on Drive Time here on Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Mr. Holmes is going to stir you up.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangified for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a Towie Tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
This unsavory creature, called the Monster Bill, makes its home in motor vehicles, where the Monster Bill's voracious appetite for money slowly drives the owners, who can't be bothered to switch their car insurance company, bananas. But could the Monster Bill now be at risk of extinction from its one natural and powerful predator?
Go compare! Rawr! Just go visit them today. Keep that Monster Bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare!
As an employer, I like to look after my stuff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But I've no say in what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
At TalkTalk, we're tearing up the rule book. We've decided to bring our Black Friday sale forward to, well, now. Don't miss out on over 25% off our unlimited fast broadband. Only available for a limited time. It's just £19.95 a month, including line rental, with no setup fee. You'll save an unbelievable £268 versus BT over 18 months. Don't wait for Black Friday. In fact, with our totally unlimited fast broadband, you don't have to wait at all. Hurry, sale ends 2nd of November. Search TalkTalk Black Friday today. Contract and conditions apply. TalkTalk, for everyone.
The power of the badge is really important. I think as soon as we walk into a classroom as Manchester United, we automatically capture their imagination and their interest. A lot of the stuff that we've introduced has been around learning about spelling.
We had to throw a ball into the bucket, then go and get a letter off him and give him a high five.
The Premier League is helping to inspire primary school kids in everything from sport to literacy. Search Premier League Primary Stars to get your school involved.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
On a Monday afternoon, hello, I'm John Holmes. It's exactly 1 o'clock. Here's Alex Dibble with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, mercy for Brit jailed in Dubai, radio presenter stabbed at her studios, and why Respect Harry's trending on Twitter.
Talk Radio.
A man from Stirling who was jailed in Dubai for touching a man's hip in a bar has been released. David Spencer has more for Talk Radio.
Jamie Harran claimed he put his hand on the man to steady himself so he didn't spill a drink, but he was arrested in July and yesterday was sentenced to 3 months in prison. Now his representatives say the 27-year-old has had his passport returned and is free to leave the country.
The Foreign Secretary has called on the leader of North Korea to negotiate over its nuclear ambitions. Boris Johnson's warned that Kim Jong-un's actions to get the US to withdraw from East Asia might have the opposite effect. A high-profile Russian radio presenter has been stabbed at her station's offices. Tatiana Felgenhauer is in hospital, but is expected to survive. Echo Moscow has been critical of the government. The government's challenged other countries to raise their game in response to the Rohingya crisis in Myanmar. Almost 600,000 from the minority Muslim community have fled persecution, seeking refuge in Bangladesh. Britain's £47 million contribution is the largest pledge, his International Development Secretary Priti Patel.
Quite frankly, this is a serious crisis. We are seeing over 500,000 people flee their homes because they're being persecuted. There is ethnic cleansing, there is mass violence taking place, and people need help and support now.
A train manufacturer who used almost £700,000 of company money to send himself on luxury holidays and buy expensive motorbikes has been jailed for 6 years. The court heard Andrew Saunders defrauded international firm Bombardier by moving the money to his wife's bank account out of a sense of entitlement. And videos emerged online showing Harry Styles being groped. One of his fans at a concert in LA seems to grab his crotch while he's on stage. The hashtag #RespectHarry is now trending on Twitter.
Is that real?
That's a serious news story.
I mean, is it?
Of course it's serious, John.
Yeah. Respect Harry Styles.
What if someone came in here and grabbed your crotch live on air?
Well, that happens a lot, to be honest.
No, it doesn't.
Hashtag respect John.
Yeah. It's
no,
about time.
A, what no about, one does that, and B, no one respects you.
That's a good point as well. What about throwing pants at pop stars? Is that assault now as well? I don't... Where are we with that? Is that allowed?
Don't know.
Because Tom Jones...
That is an interesting point.
Because if you think about it, Tom Jones, who did speak out about the abuse in the music industry last week, goes on stage, doesn't he? And famously gets pants and bras thrown at him. Is that sexual harassment? I mean, it sounds like it should be. Hashtag respect Tom. Sir Tom, sorry.
You managed to disrespect Tom, Sir Tom, by trying to respect him.
Yeah. Then.
That's quite clever.
Yeah, well, I am clever. Respect my cleverness. I mean, it was an accident, but yeah, fine. Sorry for any disrespect.
That's fine.
All right.
You've disrespected me because I was in the middle of a news bulletin. I still hadn't done the weather and he interrupted.
Yeah, that happened.
Respect Dibble. Hashtag respect Dibble.
I do respect you, Dibble. How are you, by the way?
I'm not too bad, how are you?
It's nice to see you. What's happened to Victoria today? Fill us in on the...
Victoria has been on the breakfast shift.
Yes.
Because Rachel Jewell...
Yes. Phoned in sick on Friday.
Phoned in sick
on
Friday.
With some clever preemptive knowledge.
Well, actually, her husband phoned in sick on her behalf.
Fair enough.
Victoria, this morning, took a call from Rachel and described not being able to recognise her on the phone.
Wow, that's some voice problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which gets in the way if you're doing the news.
It does.
No, it's all the background noise at the beach.
Oh, yeah, that'll be it. Yeah. And the nightclub.
And the conga line.
Yeah. And it was, to be fair, she was slurring. I don't know. The cocktail...
We are, of course, joking.
Yeah. Hashtag respect Rachel Jewell.
Yeah.
Good. Do you want to do the weather, Alex?
Yeah, let's do
the weather with Dibble.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy with some rain spreading east and gradually clearing. Occasional showers for Scotland and Northern Ireland this afternoon. Feeling milder than yesterday with highs of 18 degrees. But for Rachel Jewell, it is 25 on Copacabana.
And who's got the sport today?
No idea.
Okay, here's No Idea with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's the trade go. I'm Ian Williams. Good afternoon. Kevin Campbell has told Talk Sport Everton need to be ruthless and the manager Ronald Koeman needs to go. Speaking to Jim White, the former Goodison striker said that if it's not working, it's time to move on.
It's not just the result. Look, every team could lose games. And when you lose games in the Premier League, fair enough. But it's the actual performances that you could say, look, you know, we ran them close. They just don't seem to be gelling. I don't know what it is.
Meanwhile, Graham Souness has been telling TalkSport that the red half of Merseyside are coming up short as well. Speaking after Liverpool's 4-1 defeat to Tottenham yesterday, Souness said his old team are short of leaders and he picked out goalkeeper Simon Mignolet in particular.
I think the Tottenham goalkeeper's a top man. I think the Man United man's a top man. You know, these are goalkeepers that you'd put maybe in the top 15, 20 goalkeepers in the world. Yeah. Mignolet's not anywhere near that, I don't think. If you want to win the big trophies, you have to have a solid goalkeeper. I think defensively, they are short.
And the day's first match at the season-ending WTA Finals in Singapore is underway with tennis world number one Simona Halep up against Caroline Garcia. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Sorry, the latest sports news because it's half an hour old, isn't it? Because it's pre-recorded. I mean, if it was latest, he'd be sort of doing it live. But anyway.
Who was it?
Ian Williams. Right. Respect Ian. Hashtag respect Ian. Right, we've got Monday for you, so we should probably get on with it. Here we go.
Talk Radio. Welcome to QuickBooks. Whatever your trade or craft, QuickBooks helps you manage your small business finances so you can focus on growing your business. Get paid faster by sending quotes and invoices on the move. Snap and sort receipts from suppliers in a few taps. And get a clear picture of how much profit you've made, job by job, in an instant. Visit quickbooks.co.uk today and get up to 50% off for your first 6 months. QuickBooks. Your accounts. Done. Full terms apply. Visit quickbooks.co.uk for more information.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Now and near is in the phase ISO and curtain final the friends my spirits say I'll pandan leaves.
The bloke next to me drank 2 bottles of Diet Coke and then fell asleep for an hour.
What?
Yeah.
Pandan.
He's called John Robbins. Hello.
Hello to you, dear friend.
I find Mr. Holmes rather sexy.
Hello.
For a gnome human elf hybrid.
Professional and discreet.
How big is a miniature donkey?
It's really cute. Is you it? Could probably ride it.
I'd leave this. But you can't. But you can't.
Yeah.
I am Britain's foremost heightest comedian. Yeah.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey.
Hello and good afternoon to you. And by the way, nice to hear Harry Hill there in that little previously montage, wasn't it? If you'd like to hear the full interview with Harry Hill, he was very good on the show on Friday. Then why not download our podcast from talkradio.co.uk or iTunes, of course. It's a banging podcast, this one. Anyway, here we go. Like the man in Dubai who was sentenced to prison for accidentally touching another man's hip, but has now been released. So now we aim to touch you. But I mean in an emotional sense is what I mean, rather than a physical Weinsteinian sense. We like to reach out to make a connection. And if you do accidentally brush against your radio while we're doing it, don't worry, no one's going to send you to prison for that either. That's not a crime. Unless, of course, you're listening to Talk Radio in Dubai or Saudi Arabia, where the penalty for touching a radio on the aerial is jail or lashes. Welcome to your Monday afternoon programme. It's the 1 till 4 bit of the afternoon. I am John Holmes. Hello. Consider us, why don't you, a bit similar to that bloke with the shotgun in a Nuneaton bowling alley over the weekend. Here we are, sort of taking your afternoon hostage for the next 3 hours. But no one's going to get hurt, much like in Nuneaton. Nobody's going to get hurt. Although there is the distinct possibility of arrest. That bowling alley is in Nuneaton, of course. That's on the front pages of the papers today. And Nuneaton is where I'm from. I am from Nuneaton. I grew up in Nuneaton, in Warwickshire. In fact, it's half term, so I'm actually taking my daughters to see my parents and my sisters there.
I knew
this weekend.
As soon as I saw this story yesterday, I knew you'd be able to make it about you.
Yeah, it's all about me. I'm from Nuneaton. And I can honestly say, hand on heart, the bowling alley shotgun man is the single most interesting thing to happen in Nuneaton ever. Me and my friend Fat Kev, right, once put fairy liquid in the new fountain in the Nuneaton town centre, and it foamed up so much that it spread across the shopping centre, and our suds forced the temporary closure of Topshop. And until now, that was the most interesting thing that had happened in the Nuneaton. Anyway, welcome to today. Today on the programme, we're going to be talking returning ISIS fighters. We're going to be finding out whether International Development Minister Rory Stewart is right when he says we should just kill those returning ISIS fighters while they're still in Syria before they even get to return. Sort of internationally developing them from alive to dead. Plus, we have Foreign Office advice to ban pregnant women from being called pregnant women so as not to offend the trans community. We're going to be talking about that on the programme today. In this hour comes Headline Hijack, a made-up news story so Alex can say it out of his mouth. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
There he is. At 2 o'clock, he'll have the bulletin. You'll believe it because he is the voice of authority. He is the voice of news. But if there's a news lie in that bulletin supplied by you, then those not paying attention to this bit will believe it. And that is the point of Headline Hijack. Here's how to get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We will bring you a roundup of the day's papers. It is, of course, the Diversity Paper Review. The paper's reviewed for you. But each and every day on this programme, that is by a different diversity, making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Today, a European migrant will be here to go through the papers from her perspective. We will be looking at the silly stories in the news as Toby Gillies from TalkSport rounds up those silly stories in Silly Gillies' Silly Stories. We get the headlines, and together we have to figure out what the stories are from the clever tabloid pun-based headline that they will have come up with. So that's on a Monday, that's today. We have a child discussing the news as well. She's seven, she's called Maisie. And she'll be playing a tune on a toy xylophone. Identify that tune! And you could well get yourself a I Guessed the Tune played on a toy xylophone by a seven-year-old child on Talk Radio in the afternoon, brackets, the John Holmes programme, close brackets, between one and four certificate. Which is actually just a PDF that Cornelius has made that we email to you to print off yourself and write your own name on it. That's it. Well, that's on the show today. We've got work experience punditry. Our work experience. Jack will be here. He will be previewing and reviewing the television that is available to see. He's the work experience. We're giving him real-world work experience. We've got the big debate at three. And on the programme today, following that siege in Nuneaton, in which no one was hurt yesterday. That was on a business and retail park just outside Nuneaton. I am familiar with it. It's quite near the Griff House Hotel, which is where George Eliot famously wrote Mill on the Floss. The Mill on the Floss was written there. It's now a beef-eater restaurant, and I think that's what she would have wanted. We're going to be playing a game of band or name of retail and business park throughout the UK. That's what we're going to be playing later. Is it a band? Is it a business and retail park? You decide. All of that happening between now and when we stop at four. Let's find out who's on the show today. Chloe's assistant producing today. Hi, Chloe. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there. You're also, I understand, pressing the buttons today again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, double pay, obviously.
Yeah.
You must be so rich.
The You've
amount
been doing
of
a lot of this.
Shifts you do.
I told you, I don't discuss money.
Yeah. So Chloe's doing that. Dibble. Dibble.
Dibble.
Dibble.
Dibble.
Dibble.
Dibble.
Has the news.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Cornelius is here as well. He's
back from his
northern adventures.
No longer have to get professional comedians in on the show because I am back.
He's back. He's back. We couldn't get Harry Hill again, so we got Cornelius. That's what it is. He's back from pastures north. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. Welcome along to your Monday afternoon. And to get us into today's big story, some music. You know how it works. It's a little quiz. Play along at home or in the office or wherever you happen to be listening, prison or in the middle of a fight. And let us know how you think either the artist or the title of this accompanying information about the band links to today's big story. Let us know. Play along at home. Here's the song.
Thank you.
Berry. Mary Berry.
Every time.
Mary Berry. So how does it link to today's big story? That's right. He sings about Mary Berry.
Yeah, I know he does, John, because I have known you for too long.
So how does it link to today's big story, then?
Is it?
Yeah.
So it's all apologies.
Yes, by Nirvana.
Has someone been apologising?
Well, I mean, there's talk of Julia Hartley Brewer, but apart from that...
I don't know. Is it the new toxic car charge that's hit London, but could be coming to your town soon?
That's right. No. It's not that. Why would that be?
Because Nirvana. Nirvana.
The state of Nirvana being beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah, and free of toxins.
Yes.
No.
Is it? It's not the Nuneaton shotgun. No.
No.
Good. is it our mate in Dubai?
Hip toucher?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
I don't know then.
Right, I'll tell you. What album is this from?
I don't know.
Nirvana's album.
I don't like Nirvana.
It's from the album In Utero.
Yeah, I don't really like Nirvana.
How can you not like Nirvana?
I just don't. Oh. I don't really, yeah. There's someone who likes guitar music. I've just never got it. I like Smells Like Teen Spirit in an indie disco, but that's the extent of my Nirvana liking.
Right. Well,
is it that?
No, it's from the album In Utero. And, of course, the news today is that the Foreign Office have said that we should be changing the way we refer to pregnant women.
In uterus.
Well, they have uteruses.
Okay.
Uteri, don't they? But, you know, so do some trans people.
Uteri sounds like the Chuckle Brothers.
They wouldn't want to pass a uterus back and forth. I mean, that would be a weird way of doing the operation. Don't drop
uteri,
it.
Right. Tuteru.
Right. Anyway, no, so this is the... there's been an outcry, a furore, if you will, because the Foreign Office have issued guidance saying that the term pregnant women could now offend the trans community. There's no evidence... that any of the trans community have ever been offended by the term pregnant women, but that's what the Foreign Office have now said. So we'll be talking about that. Should we be changing it to... And one of the quotes is, and you'll like this, gestational parent. Rather
really?
Than, yeah. Rather than say pregnant woman.
I think someone
anymore.
Who's with regret.
Has it gone too far? Or is this perfectly reasonable? We'll be talking about it... I mean, it's gone too far. We'll be talking about it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Because we're closer than ever to beating it.
I'm shine-headed king of the airwaves, James Whale. And I'm leading the hair-raiser rebellion for Stand Up to Cancer.
Shave your shoulders, wax your woolly bits, de-beard your boat race. In fact, do anything you like to go fuzz-free and help raise shed loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Wax on, shave off, take cancer out. 100% of the money raised go straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
I know who Charlene married. I know what a flux capacitor does. I know how to write hello on a calculator. And I know how to do the big fish, little fish. But I don't know my state pension.
Find out more about your state pension and how much it should be. Get to know your pension. Visit yourpension.gov.uk.
Think you can spot a great deal? Then get down to the big spot sale at your local Vauxhall Network Q retailer. Hit the sweet spot with amazing offers on approved used Vauxhalls, including the award-winning Astra and the extraordinary Mokka X, all with spot-on extras, like 1 year's roadside assist and 1 year's warranty. The big spot sale from Network Q at your local Vauxhall retailer between the 20th and 30th of October. Down spot. Offers available on selected models at participating retailers.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing Stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with A League of Their Own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost, new 18-month TV contract, terms apply.
What if you could get that winning feeling every single month? With NS&I's premium bonds, every month you could win tax-free prizes from £25 up to £1 million. And NS&I guarantees that every pound of your savings is 100% secure, because we're backed by HM Treasury. Who knew saving could be so exciting? Premium bonds at nsandi.com. Minimum initial investment £100. NS&I. Safer savings set you free.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
If you're queuing on Merseyside's M57, all traffic is being held in both directions between junctions 2 and 1 near Prescott because of a police incident. To the north of Nottinghamshire, the northbound A1 around Markham Moor now has one lane open at the scene of an accident around the A57 Cliffgate, but very slow on the approach. The London bound M1 struggling towards junction 8 for Hemel Hempstead. The exit slip road's closed there because of an overturned lorry, and Hertfordshire's anti-clockwise M25 queuing to an accident involving a lorry between junctions 24 and 23 near Potter's Bar. I'm Joanna Adams.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best. Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today, and you'll see what I mean. I like the way you work it. Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And indeed we shall. Good afternoon. If you're just joining us, it's Talk Radio. We're going to talk about today's big story. So, well, some of the newspapers today are reporting that the UK Foreign Office are planning to outlaw the term, or at least persuade us not to use the term, pregnant woman, for fear it would offend the transgender person. Identifying a specific gender pregnancy could, they say, exclude transgender people who have given birth, which is a total of two. Both of whom were women who became men, but chose to keep their womb and their ovaries. Presumably feeling that they were born in part of the wrong body, I guess. It's quite confusing, obviously. Anyway, the main question seems to be, who is asking for this to be a thing? Is anyone actually asking to be a thing? Is anyone actually really offended by the term pregnant woman? Maybe, given that some males can give birth, seahorses, for example. Perhaps the Foreign Office would like to spend time and money drafting advice that people who aren't female but are pregnant should be able to identify as seahorses if they like. On the other hand, who cares what they're called? Does it matter at all? People can refer to themselves however they want to refer to themselves. That's the point, isn't it? Why does it matter to the rest of us? I don't know. That's the other argument. Or is it just a further creep into the world of the snowflakes? Well, let's talk to Katie Welsh, author and journalist. She's on the phone. Hello, Katie. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi there. It doesn't really matter, does it?
Well, it does. I mean, pregnancy is a massively stressful time for anybody. If you're being misgendered by your healthcare professionals, that makes it even more stressful. There's absolutely no reason why people who are non-binary or who are trans men but can still give birth shouldn't be referred to by their correct gender and pronouns.
Right. So, I mean, this is obviously a sort of a thing now, isn't it? Because these kind of stories do crop up all the time. So it's becoming more of an issue. It's more mainstream, I guess, now. But to those that would say, okay, that, you know, to say the term pregnant woman would offend someone, is there any evidence that anyone's actually ever been offended by that?
Well, if you're a person who's pregnant and isn't a woman, then yeah, you would be offended by that.
But that's two people, isn't it?
That it's not necessarily. It's two people who have been reported on in the media. There are plenty of people who are non-binary, who are trans men, quite happily living under the radar where this isn't becoming a big issue. And even if it was just two people now, there will be people in the future. And I think, you know, nobody's saying never use the term pregnant woman. Of course, in the majority of cases, it'll be appropriate. But recognise that it isn't a blanket term that covers anybody who is or can get pregnant.
But the only people who can get pregnant are women, right?
Well, the only people who can get pregnant are people with, for want of a better word, a female reproductive system.
Females can get pregnant?
No. I mean, people who have a womb, a uterus, and ovaries can get pregnant. If somebody is a transgender man who happens, for whatever reason, to still have, you know, functioning reproductive organs, that doesn't alter their actual gender. If somebody's non-binary, you know, their gender doesn't reflect their genitalia, essentially.
Right. But we're not talking about genitalia, are we? We're talking about the sort of internal workings, which, you know, this is almost becoming a bit Life of Brian, isn't it? But you know what I mean? you know, where's the fetus going to gestate, etc. But in terms of what I'm interested in, I suppose, is that if you are born into the wrong body, which is a perfectly acceptable feeling to have, and people want to do things about that, of course. Why do people choose then to keep part of the female body they think they were born wrongly into?
Well, plenty of trans people either, you know, coming out as trans, and I'm speaking as a cisgender person here, but on behalf of the trans community, it's a process. Somebody might be in the process of realising that they're trans, and want to have a child, and want, you know, if you've got the original equipment, then you may as well, you know, keep it and use it. Some trans people opt not to have surgery.
Yeah, well, I said, but is that not sort of having your cake and eat it?
Who cares if it is?
Well, that's my next question. that's the thing. Should it even be news? I suppose is the point I'm getting at, because at the end of the day, people can perfectly in their rights to do what they want, right?
Absolutely. I think it's important that healthcare professionals, and the British Medical Association has suggested this as an option as well, healthcare professionals refer to people with their correct gender and their correct pronouns, and that means acknowledging in literature that not all people who are pregnant will be women. I don't think this is anywhere near as big a deal as some of the media are trying to make out. I think it's just a natural and very welcome step forward.
I mean,
it doesn't mean we're not erasing womanhood, we're not erasing motherhood. We're just acknowledging that there are extra categories as well.
Yes, but I mean, the point is, isn't it, which is, you know, what people are saying, is that but there really can only be females that are pregnant. You can transition to become a male, but only biologically females can become pregnant.
I mean, I disagree with that as a concept. I think somebody who may not have, for whatever reason, had any kind of surgery, that doesn't affect the fact that they're still their actual gender. You know, you can still be a trans man before having any of the operations that frequently come with that.
Yeah.
It just means that, you know, either you're not there yet or that's not the particular way you want to present your gender.
Yeah. But biologically speaking, I mean, females become pregnant in the human race.
I mean, I'm really uncomfortable with using that really binary language. Why can't we just say people with a uterus?
I mean,
Oh my God, female and male are arbitrary designations.
Yeah, but they're designated by sort of science.
But why can't we just use, you know, the term uterus or womb rather than female reproductive system?
Well, because a female reproductive system is what enables people to give birth. Irrespective of whether they trans to male, they still retain a female reproductive system.
I'm just suggesting, as plenty of other people are, that we strip away that gendered language around it. I don't think it's helpful. I don't think it's accurate to everybody.
Okay. All right, Katie, thanks for talking to us. Katie Welsh there, author and journalist. Interesting argument, of course, there's also on the front of pages today, is that children of primary school age are having drugs and therapy because they are worried about their gender, which I think is also ridiculous because at the end of the day, my kid is 5 and thinks she's a unicorn. I don't think they're old enough at that age to kind of figure that sort of stuff out, and I wouldn't give them drugs or that. Anyway, get in touch. What do you think? Here's the number. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right then, there you go. In the next bit of the programme, there will be this. The Diversity Paper Review, of course. A European migrant on today, going through the newspapers. And we'll get on to today's headline hijack, but at just after 1:30, here's Alex Dibble, Mail, with the news.
Talk Radio. A British man sentenced to 3 months in jail for touching a man's hip in a bar in Dubai has had the charges against him dropped. A campaign group representing Jamie Harran from Stirling say the 27-year-old's passport has been returned to him and he's now free to leave the country. An appeal's gone out for people to come forward if they were near a block of flats in Bradford where a baby fell to his death over the weekend. The boy's mother, Gemma Proctor, is accused of murdering 18-month-old Elliot Proctor, but her solicitor told a court the behaviour of people in the days leading up to it could be significant in the case. Allegations of a huge cheating scandal by Chinese athletes are being investigated. The World Anti-Doping Agency is looking into claims involving more than 10,000 competitors in the 1980s and 90s. The Shadow Brexit Secretary admits there are disagreements within the Labour Party about the EU and on the UK leaving it.
On a continuum, people are in different places as to whether they thought it was a really, really good idea, they thought it was a reasonable idea, or whether they didn't think it was a good idea. Then there's the overlay that within the Labour Party with the question of whether people accept the referendum outcome or not. Most of my colleagues do, but not all.
Sir Keir Starmer's been speaking in London, discussing what impact Brexit's likely to have on businesses. Meanwhile, Downing Street's not commenting on reports that Theresa May begged for help former European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. And a scene involving Noel Fielding being shut inside a fridge on Bake Off is not going to be investigated. Ofcom says it was very short and happened later in the programme when it was unlikely children would be watching. The weather, the rain heading east is clearing away. One or two showers for Scotland and Northern Ireland this afternoon. Very mild, highs of 18. There's more in half an hour.
I kind of like that Noel Fielding in a fridge thing as a sort of throwback to my youth, because there used to be public information films. Mm. Do you remember these, Alex Dibble? Or are you too young?
They're just before my time.
All right, so public information films were... there used to be one about not climbing into fridges on rubbish tips. And it was a prop... That was a, when I was a kid, that was what I was most scared of.
Mm.
It was getting into a fridge on a rubbish tip, which I would never do. I don't think I ever saw.
Why would you be scared of something you can refuse to do?
Exactly, and why would you go on a rubbish tip? I don't know. But there was a huge campaign to not climb in a fridge on a rubbish tip. And it's sort of gone away now, the kids and fridges thing, a little bit. And now it's back, and I kind of like that nostalgia there.
Nostalgia, in my mind, if your child sees Noel Fielding get in a fridge,
yeah,
wants themselves, therefore, to get in a fridge,
yeah,
and stay in there so long that they die, then that is your fault as a parent for not teaching them how to think properly about life.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, it's sort of, that's one of those ones where you think it goes without saying, don't get in the fridge. But when the funny man off the telly does it, you can go, oh, I'm going to do what the funny man does.
But then you've got to go to a tip. You've got to go and find an old fridge.
Noel Fielding wasn't in a tip. He was in the bake-off tent.
Well, okay.
Which is a kitchen.
Well, you've got to go to the bake-off tent.
No, it's a kitchen. He was in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So they could go into...
Well, did they take the shelves out? Because how do you get in a fridge with shelves?
Exactly, and also the vegetable drawer is actually quite difficult to get out.
Because it's got the thing on the top of it. Yeah.
You know, I think fridges are now built to withstand and protect children from these desires and urges.
Yeah. And also, if you are in a fridge, right, not necessarily one on a rubbish tip, because at that point it might be broken, but if you're in a fridge in a kitchen and you just push the door from the inside, it's going to open.
Mm.
Isn't it?
They don't
self-lock.
And also,
what about the Smeg fridges, which I think Noel Fielding was in? That has a handle, and you have to press it in.
No, you don't.
Do you not?
No, it's just a handle. You don't press it in. You literally just pull it.
I'm not suggesting anyone gets in a fridge.
Neither am I.
But at the same time, it would answer the deep philosophical question about when you're in a fridge and the door is closed, is the light on or off?
Everyone knows it's off.
Well, have you been in a fridge?
Because there's a little switch at the top, which the door switches, and you can press that when the door's open and the light goes off.
Well, you don't know that. What if we put Schrodinger's cat in a fridge?
We talked about it last week. You can now get fridges that take selfies.
Yes, you can.
So,
but not inside. If they've designed a fridge that takes inside selfies, that's going to encourage children to get in.
Anyway, they might have a flash on it, so you see the photo and go, oh, look, the light's on.
Yeah.
No, that's because there was a flash on the photo. You don't know that the light was permanently on or off.
And how do you hold a fridge up on a selfie stick? It's too heavy. We've said this before. Trying to get a fridge up on a stick.
I think he knows he's wrong.
Very dumb.
No.
Anyway, thanks, Dibble.
That's all right.
Dibble there with all the latest news for you. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It is the very model of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show from 6 a.m. 5 days a week with everything you need to know. The sports and news and film reviews and showbiz goss and attitude. It is the very model of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show.
Start your day with the morning boss, the legend that is me, Paul Ross. It is the very model of our modern Full Set Breakfast Show.
Fast-talking breakfast radio that always hits the right note. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon to you. If you are just joining us, oh, where have you been? You've missed fridge chat. Now, there is the news on the way at 2 o'clock. Within that news comes today's made-up news story. We call it Headline Hijack. We ask you to supply it. Alex Dibble will say the news at 2, but in there somewhere will be an utter lie. Utter lie. Just to confuse the people not really paying attention to this bit of the programme. The number to get your made-up news to is, because you're in with a shot, my friend, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Cornelius, what's been coming in?
This one is from Tracy, who says, a plan has been leaked from the government to stop jihadists wishing to return from fighting with ISIS back into the country by burying them in paperwork.
Yeah.
Anyone wishing to come back into the UK will have to fill out at least 7 different forms and attend a consultation meeting with an official. The hope is that no one will be bothered to go through that process.
It's hard enough to get back into your own country when you go on holiday, isn't it, or something? So it's just stand in the queue, look at the camera, do the thing. So, yeah, I think that's right. A couple of forms, put them right off.
Yeah, and with a consultation meeting, that sounds like an hour out of your day, but it's not, because you have to organise when that meeting is, and often within windows,
yep.
And then you have to travel there, and it's just a...
Take a ticket from the machine.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Wait for your turn and all that kind of stuff. You're absolutely right. So I think red tape could bring down ISIS at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't make them fill in forms to be fighters as well. It's like, you want to go fight for ISIS in Syria? Mm. Just fill in these forms and have a consultation meeting. And people just go, oh, I sort of believe in a caliphate, but I can't be bothered with that. And then that would stop the problem, wouldn't it? So... Maybe the same if people, these people they follow around, intelligence says, suggests might be on the side of the terrorists. They might be planning an attack.
Oh, yeah.
Once they're on the radar, call them in for a consultation meeting, give them a load of forms to fill in. Are you planning an attack? Yes or no? That's just question one.
Like at the airport security.
Exactly that. Did you pack that rucksack yourself? That sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Right? And then people could fill it. Bury them in paperwork. It's absolutely right. I mean, was it the government come up with that?
Well, it's Tracy.
Oh, well, I'm agreeing with Tracy.
I'm not sure whether she is a government official or not. Right. She hasn't said.
Well, she should be, because that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
This has come in from... who's this come in from? Gavin. Madonna has tweeted Gemma Collins. Now, do you know who Gemma Collins is? Because I don't, or didn't, until I saw the news.
She's from Towie.
Yes. And Madonna has accused her of plagiarism. Because I don't know if you saw, but yesterday at the Radio 1 Teen Awards, whatever that is.
I saw it. I was watching it, obviously.
I'm too old for that. Gemma Collins fell down a hole.
A hole in the stage.
Yeah. And the pop star said that falling over and gaining publicity from an award ceremony was her act. That's what Madonna says. And that Collins should stick to her act, which is saying moronic things in an ignorant tone. So, thanks, Gavin.
She should get a show that. Here.
She did. they probably tested her. Done everyone else. I did see the clip of a Towie falling down.
Yeah, I saw it.
Why was there a hole in the stage?
Because some people were emerging from the stage, because that's what teenagers like.
Is it? Right.
Yeah.
When they're not being stuck
Hang
in...
Hang on, those aren't stairs.
Being stuck
I'm
in
gonna
fridges.
I'm going to carry on watching this.
Being stuck in holes in the stage.
Yeah.
It's stupid, though, isn't it? That opening a hole in the stage behind someone.
Just so some other people could emerge.
There you go. I've got an unbroadcastable story about a time on a stage where somebody playing a piano rose up from below the stage during the MTV Music Awards many years ago.
But it's unbroadcastable.
I can tell you that it was Elton John, but the rest of that story is unbroadcastable.
Okay, well, let's have an advert break almost immediately so you can tell me it.
All right, then. So here's what's coming up. Today's diversity paper review. There will be a European migrant very welcome in here, despite all the Brexit shenanigans, to go through the papers for us as we aim to make ourselves the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Get ready to feel flush with success on The James Whale Show. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. James will be joined by another man who's never short of an opinion. Pimlico Plumbers flamboyant CEO and founder, Charlie Mullins, for an in-depth look at the current challenges facing small business owners and entrepreneurs. Don't miss Flush with Success. Tomorrow night from 7 on The James Whale Show on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's about giving the children an insight into different aspects of life.
What we want you to do is to come up with a pledge.
Our pledge is to be
encouraging women and girls to be what they want to be.
Young or old, any age works. Being unique definitely comes first.
The Premier League is helping to inspire primary school kids in everything from sport to diversity. Search Premier League Primary Stars to get your school involved.
As the nights draw in, keep the sun shining on the inside. With Sunvit D3. Lack of sun during the winter months can affect some people's vitamin D status. So supplement with the Sunvit D3 range to help keep your body in balance. Selected Sunvit D3 products are certified by Informed Sport, Informed Choice and the Vegetarian Society. And vitamin D contributes to the normal function of the immune system. For details and to order, visit sunvitd3.co.uk.
Dave?
Yeah?
This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Wren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did, from their depot. But then I took it to Wren and they beat it.
So, it's hello Wren and goodbye.
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
At Wickes, there's 15% off all tiles and flooring on top of existing offers, helping you do your project right. Wickes, let's do it right.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Merseyside M57 is now open following an incident, junctions 2 to 1 near Prescott, and delays are easing. The northbound M1's busy near Cargate between junctions 41 and 42 are lanes out because of an accident. There's problems on the clockwise M60 near Carrington, junctions 8 to 9 are lanes out because of a breakdown. And anti-clockwise, there's an accident between junctions 14 and 13 near Worsley, one lane's closed there. There's queues on the A1 through North Nottinghamshire after earlier northbound problems near Markham Moor, and the London bound M1's heavy around junction 8 for Hemel Hempstead, where the exit slip road is still closed. I'm Jarena Adams.
What do you think of when someone says the word used? Old-fashioned? Out of tune? A bit scratched? Something past its best. Chances are you're not thinking of a Mercedes-Benz. Think Mercedes-Benz approved used. Suddenly, there's a lot more meaning to that little word. Visit your local retailer to find your used car today. And you'll see what I mean. I like the way you work it. Mercedes-Benz approved used. Used, but not what you're used to.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Earlier on the programme, we were talking about, this is because Noel Fielding got shut in a fridge on Bake Off and people complained, and Ofcom said it was fine. It didn't really, it was only for a couple of minutes anyway, and then haven't upheld it. Anyway, we were talking about that and whether or not it's still a thing. Because when I was a kid, there were public information warnings about getting into fridges. They were up there with the public information warnings you got about flying a kite near a pylon and going near deep water and talking to a stranger. There was a cat called Charlie.
Yeah, right? I've heard about this.
Charlie says, and Charlie would go or something, and then you'd go, "What? Don't get in a fridge, all right, Charlie?" Whereas really, it was just just saying, "Can I have some food?" Or so. Anyway, this is coming from Keith. What about walk-in fridges? I mean, in the name alone, that's dangerous, isn't it? No wonder there's a chef shortage. If you're discouraging children from entering fridges, it's ridiculous. And he's
walk-in,
right.
Walk-in? No, I've been in a walk-in fridge. Cub Scout tour of McDonald's quite a few years ago.
Well, you know where I live, don't you?
And they have a button to make sure you can get out. But did the man have a sense of humour? He did pretend we were stuck in there for a good 10 seconds.
He basically locked some scouts in a fridge. I'm worried about that. Anyway, it's so that's in the news. Cornelius is trapped in a fridge with a weird man dressed as a scout. That's in the news. Also in the news, of course, borrow more to tackle the housing crisis. That's on the front of the I today. Kill all IS Brit jihadis in Syria. That is the word of Rory Stewart, the International Development Minister. Don't call mums women. You've got to call them gestational parents or something like that. We were talking about that earlier. Loads of stuff. It's a very complicated the news today.
I can't get my head around it.
Well, we're here to help, and the way we help, of course, is by taking the news and exposing it full frontal to short form Japanese verse. It's five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Patients told not to ask for antibiotics, just die in silence.
The news in haikus. The diversity paper review. Going through the newspapers like there was no tomorrow. So there is a tomorrow, and there'll be different newspapers. There'll also be a different diversity, because that's what we do each and every day, is bring you the papers courtesy of somebody who ticks a box. It makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Today we welcome back Marta, who is a European migrant.
Hola.
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 Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
She's from Barcelona. So, what have you got in the papers, Marta?
Well, very quickly, firstly, a story on page 13 of the Times. British actresses flood union with reports of abuse. Apparently, Equity, because of the Harvey Weinstein case, they've seen the more and more people are complaining about sexual harassment in the workplace, and they're dealing with it. So I think this is really good.
It is a good thing. And so this is, so Equity is the actors' union, of course.
Yes.
So they are, so people are contacting them, members are contacting them now, saying this is a...
to report incidents of sexual harassment.
Why are they contacting Equity, not the police, out of interest? Do we know? Just because Equity are they set up a thing where they're collating all the information?
That's a very good question. They are dealing. They've said that they're dealing with an increase in cases, but they've declined to give any details about the allegations.
Okay.
I guess that maybe it's the first step before going to the police.
Yeah.
Maybe like you would do if you were working at, I don't know, an office and you had HR department.
Right, so I suppose Equity is the equivalent of an actor's HR department.
Exactly. So I guess it's the first step before going to the police.
Do you think this is going to, just carry on now, because and percolate into, because it's already started to percolate into other industries. I know, we know it's probably rife in most industries.
Yes,
I would think
probably.
So music industry, we know, people have been talking about athletics has been talked
yes,
about
as well,
football as well, you know, and gymnastics is another one over the weekend. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just makes you wonder if it's just going to now continue. Well, I'm waiting for radio.
Well,
because I know some people who would, frankly, lose their job in an instant. It's not up to me to name them, but, you know.
No.
Frankly. But I just want, you know, I think it's a very good thing. I think it's about time this happened. And George Clooney's been talking about it today as well, of course, saying, you know, he says that most of Hollywood was complicit in this. And I think that's part of the problem. And if this genuinely breaks down complicity, then this can only be a good thing.
Exactly. I 100% agree with you, John. Right. I think it's a really good thing that people are coming forward. I think it's a really good thing that organisations like Equity, that have a responsibility to look after the members, are looking after the members and are dealing with this. And, you know, I can only encourage people to speak up.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I can say.
Journalists as well be coming under a bit of fire for it as well. As we know.
Yes.
What else is in the
papers? The Queen.
Well, there are still some journalists left. What else? The Queen?
The Queen's in the papers, Daily Express, page 5, at the Queen and Prince Philip. They're still married.
Oh,
and it's
that's good to hear.
I mean, it's an update because, you know, you never know. It's coming up to their platinum wedding anniversary.
Right.
And this time they're saying...
How many years is that?
Don't know.
Isn't it 60?
What do you get? What do you get for platinum?
Oh, 60 is diamond, I'm being told. Oh,
okay.
So, we don't know. Oh, 70 years. 70 years. Yeah, all I needed to do was read the article.
That's right. Good paper reviewing, Marta. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah. Basically, what's going on with the Queen and Prince Philip is that they're saying that this time there's not going to be an official party or official celebrations to celebrate the wedding anniversary like they've done before.
Are they just going to go off on a sort of sandals holiday or something?
I do have a suggestion for them to celebrate.
Oh, good. Go on.
Okay. Like it's a low budget suggestion because, you know, previously they'd done national services at Westminster Abbey and things like that. That's very expensive.
They know how to party, don't they?
They know. I think they should go on a date night to Nando's.
Really?
Yes.
I mean yes.
Because they are so the monarchy, they should represent the people of Britain.
Yeah.
And what do people do on the first date?
Yeah.
It's a common thing. They go to Nando's for a day.
Do so they, Martin? Has anyone ever taken to you? Has anyone ever taken you up,
not really,
up Nando's?
But I know of people that have done
it. Right, do you? I mean, would you, if someone came to you and said, I want to go out on a day, you know, I don't know what kid that you say anymore. Did you say, hi there, do you want to hook up? What do you say? I don't know, in your world.
You just send them a picture of your junk, John.
Fine.
No, you don't. I'm joking.
With like Nando's logo.
I'm joking.
Superimposed on the top of it.
I'm joking.
Yeah, sponsored by Nando's.
I mean, you know, there are other names for chicken. And you could don't do that, kid.
Don't.
What's wrong with you?
Don't
send that.
Joking. We're joking about how young people do that, but they probably shouldn't.
They probably do.
Yeah.
Okay, so they go to Nando's. All right, but if someone took you out on a date for Nando's, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Are you impressed?
I probably ran away.
Right.
Because, you know, if you want to take me on a date to Nando's, it probably means that you're like 16 or 17, and that means I would go to prison. So.
Nando's is a fine first date place.
Is it?
Probably, yeah.
When you're 16, 17. But what I'm saying is that the monarchy, they should reconnect with teenagers and young people.
Very.
So they should go.
I reckon Pizza Express is more of a first date.
Yes.
Sort of classier, is it?
Yeah, and then if they judge you for taking a voucher, then you don't want to go out with them,
no,
do you?
No, I suppose not.
That's what I've always said.
They have
all my friends, they go, whenever I've gone on a first date and I go, I'm going to Pizza Express, they go, oh, you're going to take a voucher? I go, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm not made of money.
Yeah, and what type of person would I want to go out and say, oh, you're paying less money when you could? That's a bit...
Yeah.
So, no, always
use a voucher. Judge of character, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. A good test for first day, actually.
But I'm not sure the Queen... that's not first date material. It's 70 years, so at the very least, he should treat her to a dirty weekend in Centre Parks.
That's not something we want to see, John.
I'm not saying we have to go with her.
No, but the thing is that...
We don't want to see it.
No, I think we should see it.
I don't want to see...
No,
What do you mean?
I
mean, I think we should see
this.
Don't
want to see the Prince Philip... And the Queen doing
it?
No, I want to see them.
In the pool at Centre Park?
No. I am stopping this now.
And rightly so, Cornelius.
Stop this.
Rightly so.
No one's going to see that. It's not suggested.
I didn't say that.
Centre Parks haven't suggested it.
No, they certainly haven't.
They don't condone that behaviour.
I only said I want to see them going on a date to Nando's because I'm curious as to what they would order. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's very, what kind of very spicy chicken for someone of their age.
Well, but you can get, like, just lemon and herb sauces and mango and lime. Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
They wouldn't go... All right, well, we've established that... Okay, that's fine. They wouldn't go to, Centre Parks.
No.
You know? And I think that's absolutely the right decision. In many ways, I don't want to see the Queen touching Prince Philip under the dome that they have at Centre Parks over the pool and that, don't they? The glass.
I've never been to Centre Parks.
The glass, the great big glass dome things, famous for it. And so, oh, thank you, Marta, by the way.
De nada.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
It's Marta there going through the papers for us, just some of the stories in the newspapers today. If we missed any, have a look yourself. Right. Headline hijack on the way. We need a made-up news story ahead of the rest of the programme that will be in the bulletin that's forthcoming, masquerading as real and actual truth. 87222
is... Start your message with the word talk.
That contact number. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Somebody's made-up lie will be in the bulletin. Who is it, Cornelius?
It's Baxter.
Baxter?
Right.
Where's Baxter from?
I don't know. Inverness.
Brilliant. Inverness.
I think a dog has texted
a dog called Baxter. Hi, Baxter. Damn boy. Good boy. Good boy sending in the... You're sending
we
in the hijack.
We shouldn't be mean. He's
a good boy. Good boy, Baxter. Get off the sofa. I've told you not to get on the sofa. Get off my leg. So Baxter has become today's canine... Headline hijacker. In the next bit of the programme, well, we'll be talking other stuff, of course. Not least, this story about ISIS members who might be trying to get back into the UK. There is a question over whether that is a significant problem. And what with ISIS sort of crumbling, I suppose, in the strongholds of Iraq, or former strongholds of Iraq and Syria, there are 30,000 volunteer fighters who will be going back to their own countries should that happen. We're one of those countries. What should we do about it? That's a lot in the news today, so we are going to be talking about that. We've got the big debate at 3 o'clock. We've got a child discussing the news and playing a tune on a toy xylophone. That's going to be happening. And we've got a game of, in this last half an hour of the programme, after the bowling alley Nuneaton shotgun incident, no one was hurt. We're going to be playing a game of band or business and retail park on the programme before 4 o'clock. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hey Minions, I've got great news. Hang on, you haven't heard what it is yet.
Scusa.
Say no to slow with super fast Sky Fibre at our lowest price. It's just £20 a month for 18 months.
Whoa. Ooh, la, la.
We'll never slow you down, so even at peak times, the whole gang can go bananas.
Banana.
All for the tiny price of £20 a month for 18 months, including line rental, plus a one-off £19.95 setup fee when you join or recontract Sky TV.
Yeah.
Search Sky Fibre. Sky, believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas. New 18-month contract, Sky Fibre 25-gig monthly usage cap. Check speeds at sky.com. Further T's and C's apply.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans. And it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster. Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months' warranty and AA cover. Like these 2015 Ford Transit Customs, from under £10,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Where do you charge an electric car?
How quickly can I do it?
How far can you go on one charge?
How much can I save?
Can I charge it at home?
Do I need a house with a drive?
Can you get an electric shock off them?
If I plug in my mobile phone, will the car's battery run out?
Can they go in car washes?
Got questions about owning an electric car? Get the answers at GoUltraLow.com.
This unsavoury creature, called the Monster Bill, makes its home in motor vehicles, where the Monster Bill's voracious appetite for money slowly drives the owners, who can't be bothered to switch their car insurance company, bananas. But could the Monster Bill now be at risk of extinction from its one natural and powerful predator?
Go compare! Rawr! Just go visit them today. Keep that Monster Bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare!
A tenner doesn't go very far today, does it? Well, that's where you're wrong. At Tesco Mobile, it gets you a cracking 2 gigabytes on our £10 pay-as-you-go rocket pack with 500 minutes and 5,000 texts, all without a contract. Try it. A tenner says you won't be disappointed. Oh, and there's loads more packs to choose from. For your SIM, go online or in-store. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Rocket pack expires after 1 month. Renews automatically. Requires a Tesco Mobile or unlock phone. Minutes, text to standard UK landline and mobiles. Includes EU roaming. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just after two, it's Monday, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Alex Dibble has the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Scott set to fly home after Dubai prison nightmare. EU denies disparaging May remarks and call for the phrase pregnant woman to be scrapped.
Talk Radio.
A British man who's been freed from a jail sentence in Dubai is shocked and relieved he can finally go home. Jamie Harran was accused of touching another man's hip in a bar and arrested in July. Campaign Group, detained in Dubai, says his passport's been returned after all charges were dropped. Founder Rada Sterling says no official reason's been given, but she believes international interest is behind his release.
The press interest, social media has been going crazy over Jamie Harran. The public has just generally been very supportive of him and outraged as to his treatment. So people were, you know, cancelling flights to the UAE. It was a PR nightmare for them.
Downing Street's refused to comment on reports Theresa May begged for help from European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. His chief of staff denied telling a German newspaper the Prime Minister was anxious, despondent and disheartened during their meeting last week. A host at one of Russia's leading news radio stations has been stabbed at the broadcaster's studios. Someone burst in and attacked Tatiana Felgenhauer, who's also deputy editor-in-chief at the outlet, which has annoyed some government members because of its criticism of the administration. We're told she's been taken to hospital and her life is not in danger. A man has been detained. The government insists it has no problem with the term pregnant woman after reports it had asked the phrase not to be used in case it offended transgender people. It related to the wording of a UN rights treaty. LGBT pundit Kate Walsh has told Talk Radio it's important not to exclude anyone.
Why can't we just use, you know, the term uterus or womb rather than female reproductive system? We strip away that gendered language around it.
And complaints about PPI jumped by a quarter in the first half of the year. The city regulator says 1.1 million were made, making payment protection insurance the most grumbled about financial product. More than £1.5 billion was handed out to customers in compensation.
Alex Dibble, thank you very much indeed there
for
bringing us the news so well.
Thank you.
I think. That was marvellous. Very good. I assume you've got some weather as well now.
I do.
It's a traditional, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, here's Alex Dibble with the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Cloudy with rain gradually clearing. Occasional showers for Northern Ireland and Scotland this afternoon. Feeling very mild. Highs of 18 degrees.
Now, you'll have noticed that Alex Dibble's news was about 2 minutes long there. Was that 2 minutes, Alex?
That was what it was meant to be, yeah.
Yeah. good. Well, that's...
People just tuning in and thinking it's 5 minutes past two will be thinking that was a five-minute news bulletin. But, of course, it wasn't because... You were drastically late for the news.
Oh, here we go.
Let me news
Victoria reading. Always moans about that.
Yeah, she's right too as well. She's right too.
But Alex, the news is not as long as it used to be, though, is it?
It's not.
No, so that means we need to bring you bonus news to make the time up, because the bulletins are a third shorter than they used to be. And we do that with our bonus news feature at 3.30 each day. And we also know that that amount of time the news lasts isn't time enough to cover everything off. So... extra time is needed, hence bonus news, hence animal, vegetable and mineral news, because that does cover everything off. So at 3.30 today, Alex, you're bringing us mineral news, I understand.
I believe so.
Look forward to it. Now here's Ian Williams. Ian Williams with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Williams. Everton have sacked manager Ronald Koeman. A club statement issued in the last hour has thanked the Dutchman for his work last season in guiding the club to seventh place in the Premier League and into Europe. Speaking before the announcement, former Everton striker Kevin Campbell told TalkSport Koeman had to go.
To move that club forward, you have to be ruthless. And look, we all know we don't like people losing their jobs, but... you know, if it's not working, make the decision and move on.
Graham Souness says Liverpool are short defensively and that Simon Mignolet isn't the solid goalkeeper you need to win trophies. He told the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast they also need a more dominant centre-half. And the war of words seems to be warming up again after Tony Bellew described David Hay as an egotistical maniac on TalkSport. The two men meet in the ring again on the 17th of December.
What you've seen in that first fight, the way he conducted himself, that's him. That is him to a T. That's just the way he is. He's an egotistical maniac. And he's a clown. He's not a nice guy.
So don't take anything away from his fighting ability.
That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And for the first time ever, an internet meme is to be floated on the stock market tomorrow. A picture of Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka with the words, "Please tell me more," will develop public shares as soon as New York opens tomorrow, but will be taken down at the end of the day because, obviously, it's nonsense.
Thank you very much indeed. That is Alex Tibble with the news and Ian Williams with the pre-recorded sports. Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Hume. So still to come on the programme, there will be, yes, a game of band or business or and retail outlet in the UK. Some of them have very silly names. So we'll be playing that off the back of yesterday's Nuneaton Bowling Alley Siege, which was on a business and retail park in Nuneaton in Warwickshire. No one hurt. But I did grow up there, so I do know the place in question. So it's going to be band or retail or business park on the programme. Plus a tiny child, a small tiny child will be here discussing the week's news, the news from the weekend, and playing a tune on a toy xylophone for you to identify. And that is this week's edition of Toddler Pops on Talk Radio.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Now, we'll be talking ISIS fighters very shortly indeed. There's a lot of stuff in the news today about them returning to the UK. Should we allow them to return to the UK? What should we do when they get here? Or should we, like Rory Stewart, the International Development Minister, says, kill them all? We'll talk about that very shortly indeed. Before that, though, the papers are also full, as ever, of silly stories. And what we like to do once a week is round them up for you with the help of Toby Gillies, who is news and sport from our sister station, Talk Sport. The idea is that he gives us the headline, and we and you at home have to try and figure out the story. It's Silly Gillies' Silly Stories.
It's Silly Gilly's Silly Stories! Yeah, yeah.
So here we go then, eyes down everybody. Let's go through the papers and look at some of the sillier headlines. Here's number one.
Dabble of Britain.
Dabble.
Dabble. Dabble of Britain.
Dabble of Britain. Doesn't
dabble
sound like
of
a
Britain.
Pun.
I can't work
is
out
that a pun of something.
I can't. I mean, it sounds like it should be Battle of Britain, but it doesn't work because dabble doesn't rhyme with battle.
Dabble of no.
Dabble.
Battle of Britain, maybe.
Maybe, but it's not very good, is it? Dabble of Britain. It's not a sub.
Oh, is this the story? This isn't the too silly story though.
Go
so
on.
It might not be this, but army officers will still be allowed in the army if they failed a drugs test. Because you dabble in drugs, don't you?
I don't.
No, sorry. I mean, the verb to try some drugs is to dabble.
I've never done it.
I know, John. You sound very defensive all of a sudden.
I wouldn't touch the stuff. What are you saying? What are you saying about me?
Nothing.
What are you saying about me? You sound paranoid now.
Yeah,
I've never touched it.
Is it that story? Yeah, that's not too silly, that story.
No. It's someone dabbling in Britain, isn't it? I know what it is. It's somebody. Do you remember Sir Leon Britton, the former Chancellor of him?
Yeah.
Someone dabbled in him?
No.
Is that a thing?
Nope.
I don't know what it is. Let's find out. Let's find out what it is.
So Winston Churchill's last painting, which he gave to his bodyguard, is expected to fetch £80,000 at auction next month.
I mean, I was never going to get that.
What does dabble mean, paint-wise? Do you dabble in paint?
Do you?
I don't know.
I don't think you do dabble in paint. I don't think that one works very well, if I'm honest with you. I wouldn't have got that. All right, let's move on to number two.
Commuter belter.
Here we go. At least we're back on track with an actual pun.
Yeah, so someone's punched a commuter in the face.
Yeah.
Right, with a belt. Someone's taken a belt and belted a commuter.
A belter can be a really good thing, isn't it? Like, when people score a really good goal in football, they go, oh, that's a belter.
Oh, right, okay.
So is it that some people, maybe commutes are the best they've ever been?
Somebody has taken a belt to a commuter in the commuter belt and used it to smash them through a goalpost. And that's a belter of a goal.
Okay.
And that's what the story is. Commuter belter. Let's find out.
Commuting 20 minutes more a day has the same impact on job satisfaction as a 19% pay cut, according to a new survey.
Mm.
So that's not good, then? That's not a good thing?
No.
All right.
You commute for ages each day,
I commute
you?
For 2 hours door-to-door, Cornelius, for the...
2 hours?
2 hours door-to-door, and because I put the time and the work in. In order to bring entertainment to the nation between 1 and 4 in the afternoons. And I think we can all agree on that.
Mm, yeah, so that's too long, isn't it?
Yeah.
My journey is about half an hour now.
Well, that's just showing off.
So, and that's only been recent because I've recently moved. So I've essentially recently been given a 19% pay rise.
Oh, well done, congratulations.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks, I should tell our boss about that.
Yeah, well, he'll say you've already had the equivalent, so you're not getting one.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll keep that quiet for you.
Okay.
Let's have the next headline, please.
Black and height.
Oh, that's easy. These are those new 60-foot-high zebras that they've discovered in the wild, isn't it?
The giraffe zebras.
What are they calling them? Giraffes. Giraffes, I think it is.
Yeah.
So instead of the colouring of a giraffe, it's a giraffe, but they've got the zebra stripes and the zebra's head. It's the massive, great things. I only just discovered them in the previously uncharted zoo.
Yeah.
That's the story. Great big massive zebras that have been discovered. Is that it? Is that what it is?
Should we find
out? I don't know, let's find out.
Iceland's zebra crossings could soon be painted in 3D effects resembling solid obstacles to slow drivers down.
What's that got to do with height? Oh, I suppose.
Because it makes it look higher. It's an illusion, John.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a good idea?
No, because you'd go, that's a really good bit of artwork. You'd be impressed. Winston Churchill could have dabbled, they could have hung one of his paintings.
Yeah. Also, that might, when other people see actual 3D effects like bollards, people might think it's just another one of those crossings.
Yeah.
And drive straight into them.
Yeah, you're
so,
right. They haven't thought it through, it's not safe, is it?
Bloody Iceland.
Mm. Next one.
Marilyn Monroe.
Well, it is a pun. Marilyn Monroe. All right.
Ironically. It's something about her finances.
Or that she left all of her money in a will, which has just been to a fish farm, specifically Cod Row, where... and she was a great investor in fish eggs.
Yes.
And so she left all of her money to a noted fish farm that produced Cod Row, Marilyn Monroe. So let's find out.
A signed snap of Marilyn Monroe with 4 US stamps showing her face is expected to sell for £1,200 in Nottingham.
I mean, I was closest again, wasn't I, there with that? So.
Not really, no.
Let's have a final one, shall we?
Yes.
Sparkling wine.
It's just an advert in the paper, isn't it? Sparkling wine, popular.
With it
wine.
Being... Thank you. Yeah, okay. Well, is that a clue, Chloe?
Oh.
What?
Wine.
Is it wine?
Wine.
Yeah, right. With a H.
Yeah.
Okay, so sparkling... Oh, some people have been moaning about champagne.
Find out.
The most expensive place to drink a 125-milliliter glass of Prosecco is Dubai, where it costs an average £29.49.
30 quid for a glass of Prosecco? Ugh. I'm whining about that.
Whose hip do I have to touch to get a Prosecco around here?
Wine.
thanks.
Thank you very much indeed. That's your roundup of some silly stories from today's paper with Silly Gilly's Silly Stories.
That was Silly Gilly's Silly Stories.
You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll talk ISIS next.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin. Get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those bad their science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
At Talk Talk, we're tearing up the rule book. We've decided to bring our Black Friday sale forward to, well, now. Don't miss out on over 25% off our unlimited fast broadband. Only available for a limited time. It's just £19.95 a month, including line rental, with no setup fee. You'll save an unbelievable £268 versus BT over 18 months. Don't wait for Black Friday. In fact, with our totally unlimited fast broadband, you don't have to wait at all. Hurry, sale ends 2nd of November. Search Talk Talk Black Friday today. Contract and conditions apply. Talk Talk, for everyone.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup. Sky Q kit loaned at no cost. New 18-month TV contract. Terms apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a 10-litre tub of Brilliant White or Magnolia Johnson's Trade Cova Plus Vinyl Matte Emulsion for only £24.99 expat. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
There is a person who can help deliver aid to the desperate under the most challenging conditions. They can maintain equipment so advanced most don't even know it exists. And they can start by committing just 27 days a year. That person's you. As an RAF reservist, you'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it all in your spare time. Find your role as an RAF reservist. Search RAF Recruitment now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
South of Peterborough, severe delays for the A1M. It's currently blocked northbound 16 to 17 and only the hard shoulder is open southbound. A lamppost was knocked into the carriageway following an accident. Through North Nottinghamshire, the northbound A1 around Markham Moor is still very busy after earlier problems there. Lots of problems for the M60 clockwise 8 to 9 near Trafford Park. A lane's closed because of a broken down lorry, so queues on the approach to that. Further along, a similar problem causing delays between junctions 16 and 17 near Pendlebury, and earlier problems anti-clockwise has left queues from 16 to 13. I'm Jarena Adams.
So, how did your date go, mate?
Great, yeah. I took her to this little place I know. Dimmed lighting, proper homely feeling, and the entertainment was top-notch, as always.
Did you stay in and watch Now TV again, mate?
Obviously. I had to impress her somehow.
With Now TV, there's no need to leave the sofa. Stream over 250 of the best box sets, from Modern Family to The Wire, all with no contract. Now TV. Now you can. 18 plus, month passes auto renew, terms apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And still to come on the programme, Work Experience Punditry, of course. Our Work Experience Jack will be here reviewing a week's worth of television for you. We've dragged him away from the photocopier and the cups of tea and in giving him some real-world work experience. That's on the way. So what else do we know today? Well, we do know that the International Development Minister, Rory Stewart, has said that anyone who left Britain to join ISIS in Syria should be killed there instead of being allowed to return. Very much developing their international status, as he can as minister, from alive to dead. But as ISIS begins to crumble in Iraq and Syria, the question is, what happens to its surviving fighters? Around 30,000 foreign fighters joined ISIS. That's the number we're given anyway. So the fear is that any that survive will return home to carry on carrying out their jihad, terrorist attacks as revenge for the demise of the caliphate. So what is the answer to this? Well, Rory Stewart, as I say, is the International Development Minister. He's gone all Rambo on them. He wants to charge at them with his shirt off, all guns blazing. The only way of dealing with them, he says, is to kill them. Echoing, perhaps, the words of the Defence Secretary, Michael Fallon, who promised that they should expect, these people should be expect to be on the wrong end of a missile. Liberals, however, say they should be arrested and put through the courts. But how real is the threat of returning IS fighters to the UK? Well, Raffaello Pantucci is the Director of International Security Studies at the Royal United Services Institute for Defence and Security. He's on the phone. Good afternoon, Raffaello.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for joining us. So how much of a worry in, sort of away from the sort of newspaper headline part of this, how much of a worry is the return of these fighters?
I mean, if you look at history, we can see that, you know, most conflicts where you've had these sorts of flows of foreign fighters has produced some sort of a terrorist problem back home. I think we have to be careful to say that it's not everyone who participates who becomes a terrorist back home, but it is certainly something that has produced problems in the past. If we think back to the London bombings of 2005, the key individuals involved there had, you know, first sort of discovered jihad and first connected with the organization that ultimately directed them to launch the attack on London through going to fight in as foreign fighters.
That's right, isn't it? And this is I guess what people are worried about. It's bringing the ideology back here. Now, it's not to say, of course, that people don't grow the ideology without, and commit atrocities here without even going to Syria. But if there is a case of, you know, the word revenge has been used, and is that, I mean, is that a real fear? It's kind of an act of revenge, and it sort of heightens the possibility of attack.
I mean, I think that, you know, people who have decided to join the organization, to join the so-called Islamic State, have gone over there to fight. You know, it depends in some ways when they went over to fight. If they went over in the sort of early days of the civil war in Syria, you know, a case could be made that they were going there with an intention that was maybe more noble in terms of going to protect the Syrian people from the sort of repressive Assad regime. If we look to sort of later years when we can see that people were going over and instead were going at a time when ISIS was, you know, controlling territory, was sort of decapitating people on our televisions, was doing really horrendous things to Yazidis and to others that they were coming on, they were sort of coming under their control, it becomes a very different equation because you have to question why people were going over and joining the group at that moment. And so we have to sort of remember that there is a kind of temporal side to this and people go at different moments to ultimately, you know, with different sort of motivations. And that ultimately will impact on what kind of a risk or danger they might pose back here.
Okay, and interesting you mentioned motivations there as well. What does, in effect, motivate people to leave the safety, if you like, of a country like Britain and go to somewhere where there's every chance, and they must know, unless they're very naive, presumably, that there's every chance they will be killed?
I mean, I think there's as many reasons as there are people. You know, some people are motivated by, you know, these sort of visions of themselves as a sort of modern-day Che Guevara going to save people. As in other cases, you see people are persuaded by their friends, they're sort of following their peer group or their mates who are going out there together. In some cases, it's quite sort of exciting, you know, young men on an adventure. You get to run around a camp, you get to shoot guns, it's quite a sort of thrilling thing to do. In other cases, we can see that they are sort of, you know, mad and bad. We've got case with individuals who, frankly, are sociopaths, you know, who are basically looking for a place to basically do horrible things to other people, and they would do that in whichever context. This just provides a useful cover for that. So, you know, there are lots of different motivations as to why people are drawn to these sorts of battlefields.
And what is your position, or what do you make, I suppose, is someone in your position who knows what they're talking about, what do you make of Rory Stewart's comment that these people should just be killed in Syria and not allowed back anyway?
I mean, I think he's making what is a fairly honest assessment of what the sort of prevailing government perspective would likely be. I think if people do make it back to the United Kingdom, then certainly there is a legal process they will have to be put through, but it will be very difficult and it will be very complicated for lots of different reasons. If these people just don't come back because they die on the battlefield, well, you know, it does sort of resolve the problem from a government perspective.
George Galloway was on earlier, and he was arguing that they should just cancel the passports of anybody who goes to those countries. For the reasons that we know, and then they wouldn't be able to come back into the country even if they tried. Is that, I mean, if we're going to need a method, surely that is an obvious one.
I mean, I think the problem there is we're not really dealing with the problem. All you're doing is displacing it, you know, and so in a way you're displacing onto another country. So for one thing, you know, legally speaking, you can't just, you know, leave people stateless. So you'd have to make sure that they have another nationality they can call upon, and then you kind of pushing the problem onto them. On the other side of the equation, you know, how does a country like Turkey think if it's suddenly got all these stateless individuals who are knocking around their country who can't go back to their home countries because they have no passports, but there are people who fought alongside the so-called Islamic State? You know, these are individuals who are our nationals, and our country should have responsibility to deal with them one way or the other. So I think that, you know, just taking away the passports for me has never really been a solution. It's really just sort of displacing the problem somewhere else or just kicking it down the road.
Okay, and in terms of the legal process then, let's say you know, that they do come back and there is this legal process now, and you were saying how difficult it is, and it is, isn't it? Because it's about, you know, in legal terms, you have to have proof, and the idea of trying to prove somebody was fighting for ISIS if they just say they're not when they get back is incredibly difficult.
No, that's exactly right. And I think that's the complicated element that in some ways this is, it stems from, you know, which drives some of what Rory Stewart was saying. At the end of the day, if you have an individual who the intelligence agencies know went out there, they know he was connected or she was connected to certain individuals who are of high concern, but that information came through, you know, secret methods, either an agent or some other communications wiretap, you know, none of that is usable in a court of law. So you've got a situation where the intelligence agencies will say, well, we know this person is of high concern, but we can't prosecute them. We can't build a case that is prosecutable in our system. And so then what do you do with this individual? Well, you know, you end up having to manage them in these very difficult ways, which are very resource intensive. So it's, you know, it's a very difficult sort of problem. And unfortunately, it isn't, you know, in an ideal world, people would come back and be very open about what they've done, would sort of admit to their crimes and would face the music in terms of the court of law and the due process. But unfortunately, that's not always likely to happen. And, you know, you're not always going to trust what these people come back and tell you. So, you know, it is basically having a situation of a number of individuals who participated with groups that are of high concern, that have repeatedly said they want to attack our country, and understanding which of these actually are potentially redeemable or who will serve a period in prison and then no longer be a problem, versus ones that frankly are going to be issues that the security service can be managing for the next, you know, 20 or 30 years.
And finally, is there any evidence that people who do return to countries, having been I suppose indoctrinated into the belief of the caliphate and all of the associated elements within that, is there any evidence that anyone has ever gone back to a country and sort of renounced that and been, as many are saying in the press today, the word rehabilitation has been used as another alternative? Has that ever happened, or are people too far down the road of belief for that?
No, I mean, I think there are some people who come back from the brink, you know, or come back from these very far points. I think that, you know, you think about these people as young people, relatively young people, you know, who made a set of really catastrophic decisions at a moment in their lives, you know, but you can grow up, you know, and I think that we've seen that repeatedly, that people will sort of have these experiences, realize it wasn't quite what they expected or what they wanted, and then actually decide that they want to change their lives and want to go back to being ordinary contributing members of society. Now, the difficulty is that, you know, unfortunately, you have made a set of choices which you do have to atone for in some way. And I think that's where the importance of the due process and the openness is. If someone does come back, is genuinely sort of redeemed in this way and is willing to sort of, you know, fess up to what they've done and face the, you know, face their face a court of law for any war crimes they may have committed, then, you know, after they have done their served their time, frankly, society should be willing to let them back in and rehabilitate them. That is not something that's impossible. People do change. You know, people aren't totally fixed in their ways. I think that's certainly true of this cohort as well.
Okay. Look, thanks very much for joining us. Raffaello Pantugi talking to us there about today's news that, well, the question really, what do you do with returning ISIS fighters if ISIS begin to crumble in Iraq and Syria, which the indications are that they are. But what do you do when the people come back? Do you let them in? Or like Rory Stewart, the International Development Minister, says, kill them while they're still there. Interesting. Okay. So in the next bit of the programme, we are going to move on to this. Well, Alex has got the news in a moment, but we're going to move on to work experience punditry. Jack is with us. He's going to be reviewing some television for you. There's also the big debate to come at 3. We will have a child talking about the news and then playing a tune on a toy xylophone for you to guess. That's this week's edition of Toddler Pops. Plus a game of band or retail business park in the United Kingdom, following the story yesterday about the gunman in the retail park in Nuneaton in Warwickshire. No one was hurt, but at just after 2:30, you can hear him now. Now, Alex Dibble is here with the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
A British man freed after being sentenced to 3 months in prison after touching a man's hip in Dubai says he's relieved he can finally go home. Jamie Harron was arrested in a bar in July. All charges have now been dropped. Claims Theresa May begged for help at a Brexit meeting are being denied by a European official.
President Juncker would have never used the words attributed to him. We have lots of work and no time for gossip.
That's EU Commission spokesperson Margaritis Schinas. Downing Street says the talks with Jean-Claude Juncker were in fact constructive and friendly. Theresa May will update MPs about Brexit talks this afternoon. Boris Johnson's backed Donald Trump's approach to the North Korean crisis. The Foreign Secretary says the US President has an absolute duty to prepare any option in response to Pyongyang's nuclear program. Mr. Johnson's also urged the American leader to stick to the Iran nuclear deal. He insists it is working and has already made the world a safer place.
A nuclear-armed Iran would have placed irresistible pressure on neighbouring countries to up the ante and to trigger an arms race in what is already one of the most volatile regions of the world.
The World Anti-Doping Agency is investigating allegations of a huge cheating scandal involving China. More than 10,000 athletes who competed in the 80s and 90s are being looked into. George Clooney's accused others of being complicit in the Harvey Weinstein scandal. It's understood 65 women have now come forward with sexual misconduct claims against the film producer, who denies allegations of non-consensual sex. And Ronald Koeman has been sacked as manager of Everton. The Dutchman leaves with his side in the Premier League's relegation zone following yesterday's 5-2 defeat to Arsenal. The weather, a few showers for Scotland and Northern Ireland this afternoon, feeling milder than yesterday with highs of 18. There's more news in half an hour.
There certainly is, and there's more news in 1 hour because Alex will be here with today's edition of Bonus News, which regular listeners will know runs consecutively animal, vegetable and mineral. That covers everything off. Today we're looking into the world of minerals. I don't know whether you've started researching it yet, Alex. I don't know whether anything mineral has caught your eye with which to tease ahead.
Well, as you know, John, I give you the latest news.
Yeah.
And so there's little point in me beginning my research more than an hour after I have to give the news. That's otherwise true. You would accuse me of not giving you the latest news.
You're right. Would it be at least an hour old, wouldn't it?
Well, exactly.
You make a very good point. Thank you, Alex. Alex with us, though, throughout the afternoon. And we look forward to mineral news at 3:30. Next, we'll get the work experience in here to look at the television.
Marriage, true love. And you, Stanley Pellegrin, Fabio Beecham, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife.
That's a good question. I don't really know.
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not.
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer. Join me every weekday morning from 10 for the perfect partnership of debate and comment, which always gets a great reception.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Oh, gosh, she's rather pretty, though. And is she wealthy?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we are talking today, well, with our work experience, Jack. Hi, Jack.
Hello, how are you?
I don't mean like a hijack. I mean, it's a greeting.
I was greeting rather than instruction.
Instruction for you to hijack anybody. So don't do that. And so, well, Jack's here. He's going to be going through television for us. It's work experience punditry. So then, if you haven't heard it before, here's why we do it. You may work in an office yourself. You may be familiar with the concept of a work experience. They turn up, no one really talks to them. Often they just take up a seat in an office of hot desks, that's a seat that's not really spare. And then you send them to do some photocopying or make a cup of tea. That's how it works, isn't it? Not round here, it doesn't. We take the work experience and give them the real work experience by putting them in front of the real-world microphones that are in here. Jack is ours. Jack is with us. Jack jumped over the candlestick. And also, Jack will review the television. Now, you've been in here before, Jack.
Yep.
And your choice of television programmes to review is often appalling.
It's like you've never heard a television programme review.
Well, I'd go for the reality TV programmes because I think that there are some real hidden gems amongst those programmes that must be reported on a nationwide level.
Well, why haven't you brought any of those ones in, though? The ones you bring in, a tat.
Yeah, no, but that's what I think are gems.
Oh, fine, right.
The tat is the gem.
All right, if you say opinion. So. Yeah. What gem tat are we going to start with?
First up, Celebrity Showmance.
I see. Yeah. Celebrity Showmance.
No. Yeah.
What even is that? Showmance?
Well, prepare
it's
the...
not even that. We've already got Celebs Go Dating.
Yeah.
How is it different?
Well, prepare the bog roll, because ITV2 have just excreted the worst programme since, well, Bromans just last week. But anyway, this show is an utter disgrace. The premise is that celebrities, and this is the loosest use of the term potentially ever, have to pretend to have a romance, and the sham couple that gets the most likes, shares or mentions on social media wins.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. The celebrities concerned are Abs from Boy Band 5 of Naughty's chart success. He's paired with Chloe Sims of TOWIE fame, and those are probably the two biggest names on the show.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you've got professional footballer Jamie O'Hara, who's paired with Lady Victoria Harvey, professional toff and socialite. I've never heard of her either.
I have heard of her.
Oh, have you? Okay.
But a long time ago. She was sort of one of those, she just sort of was in the papers for being posh.
Sort of like your Tara Palmer Tompkins.
Exactly the same. The double-barrelled people.
Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah.
You're absolutely right, yeah.
I don't know how she's managed to carve out a career as a socialite, because it would appear that she has the social skills of a lobotomised herring. But anyway. Then the third and final pair are David Hasselhoff's daughter, Hayley.
Hayley Hasselhoff.
Yeah, Hayley Hasselhoff, yeah. Apparently she's a model or an actress, but there we are. And Kyle off Geordie Shore, right? The mind boggles at how ITV have the nerve to put the word celebrity in the title. A more fitting name would be Vladimir Putin's wet dream, because if anything signifies the downfall of Western civilization, it's celebrity showmans, right? The first part sees the couples go off in a romantic weekend break in order to take pictures and get the required likes to win the prize.
So the premise is to get some likes. I mean, how sort of?
I don't know. To me, it's starting to sound like quite an interesting commentary on the tabloid sort of world that we live in.
It could be.
Because it's people going, look, this is how celebrity couples are made. You know, it is as fake as this. It's all of a sudden, as soon as you, now it's all clicked in my head.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
you think it's an amazing social experiment.
Wow, this shouldn't be on ITV, this should be on BBC Four.
Well, wait till you hear what actually happens in the show. I mean, sure, it would be great if they took it down that road. They sadly don't. Well, what have you got? Yeah, they got off on a romantic weekend break, yeah, to get the likes and stuff. Lady Victoria Harvey and Jamie O'Hara are staying in Lady Colin Campbell's gaff, who I vaguely recognise from one of the weaker Celebrity Big Brother lineups. There we are. Kyle of Geordie Shore takes Hayley to Western Supermare. I must add here that this Kyle bloke is just literally a walking, talking hairdo.
Right.
And a bad one at that. There's nothing else going on there. Abs takes Chloe. He takes Chloe.
Has he got abs?
He does, but it's because his middle name is Abidin. From his Turkish side, his father's side,
right?
So he changed the S to a Z because he was fed up of people thinking he was named after his actual abdomen. So I'm not sure how successful he was in that, but anyway. Yeah. They go camping. It's just consistently bad television. And the biggest tragedy is that it's narrated by Doc Brown, the rapper and comedian, who's been on TV's Derek and the film Attack the Block, amongst other things. I know he's got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he should have had his name taken off the final credits because this is low. This is really low.
All those shows do that now, though. Every reality show has a good name comedian
being sarcastic about the
voiceover.
Is he sarcastic?
Yeah, he doesn't do a bad job, but you just wouldn't want your name attached to something like that, necessarily.
Yeah, but people would have said that about Love Island, and look how well...
That was awful.
It got really popular, and Ian Sterling, who's on that, is now doing very well, and also, I'm sure it's not related, going out with the Irish one who used to do ITV2's Get Me Out of Here spin-off show, Laura Whitmore.
Great.
Okay, well, good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who that is. But anyway, that's fine. Good, well done him. Well done, everyone. Congratulations.
In the final challenge of this show, the couples have to post their most X-rated selfie yet. It's essentially just watching 10 minutes of watching people take selfies. Everyone involved should be thoroughly ashamed of themselves.
What, in terms of X-rated, how X-rated are these?
Well, the most X-rated is little Hasselhoff's kiddie. Yeah. Who has her bare breasts touched by Kyle of Geordie Shore in a photo.
That's awful.
That
does make you despair.
It does, doesn't it? Because at the end of the day, look what's happening now with all this Me Too stuff and all that kind of stuff. And this is like, and kids watch this
and think that's
all right.
It's slightly different as well.
I'm not saying he's assaulted her.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's set up for a programme. But it's, do you know what I mean? It's not helping that culture, is it?
No.
You know, it's sending the wrong message.
Certainly is, absolutely.
So, you know. Anyway, that's horrible.
You've come in here and you've made us all feel awful that exists.
Don't worry, because we've got parking walls up next.
Great. More from Jack, our work experience, who just spends the day watching tat on the television so we can talk about it on here. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
So I get free Love2Shop vouchers in this 500,000 giveaway.
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy, you'll get a £10 Love2Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade 500,000 giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at 500,000giveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
Dave?
Yeah?
This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Wren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did, from their depot, but then I took it to Wren and they beat it.
So, it's hello Wren and goodbye.
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
What if you could get that winning feeling every single month? With NS&I's premium bonds, every month you could win tax-free prizes from £25 up to £1 million. And NS&I guarantees that every pound of your savings is 100% secure because we're backed by HM Treasury. Who knew saving could be so exciting? Premium bonds at NS&I.com. Minimum initial investment £100. NS&I. Safer savings set you free.
Jeff's just switched to the E.ON Go Online tariff, so he's got that yes saved again feeling.
Yes.
It means that he's saving an average of £200.
I am.
and his prices are fixed for the next year.
Jeff 1, energy bills nil.
Get that yes saved again feeling and save an average of £200. Discover the right E.ON tariff for you today. Search E.ON Energy now.
Saving for dual fuel customers using national average prices across standard variable tariffs not in receipt of discounts of large suppliers at Ofgem typical domestic consumption. Switching to E.ON Go Online 1 year, paying by fixed monthly direct debit with paperless billing. Restrictions and eligibility criteria apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hertfordshire's M1 is still struggling London bound towards Junction 8 for Hemel Hempstead, where the slip to the westbound A414 is closed for the ongoing recovery of an Overton lorry. Delays south of Peterborough for the A1M. There's three lanes out southbound, only the hard shoulder is open, and two lanes closed on the northbound carriageway, both between junction 16 and 17. A lamppost was knocked into the road following an accident, and still looking slow for the clockwise M60. This is between 16 at Pendlebury and 17 at Prestwich after an earlier breakdown. I'm Joanna Adams.
Hey, babe.
Where are you? Get home now.
All right. Just leaving the gym. What's up?
It's here. The Walking Dead Season 8 new episode. And I'm about to press play.
You wouldn't.
Bye.
Huh?
With Now TV, get the latest and best TV whenever you want. From Season 8 of Fox's The Walking Dead to Tin Star and Geordie Shore. All with no contract. Now TV. Now you can. 18 plus, month passes auto renew, terms apply.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Unconventional after-hours radio that you won't hear anywhere else. When the sun goes down, he comes alive with callers from the other side.
The ones who want to air their views on the stuff that never makes the news.
Do fish bleed? Do pigeons have homes? Were the monkeys better than the Rolling Stones?
Would you ever use a haunted loo?
What made Ian turn the air so blue?
How do you sleep at night, you thieving little...
Listen each weeknight from 10, and you'll soon find out you're just like them.
Something extraordinary is happening on your radio. Make sure you don't miss the show that everyone else is talking about.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, it's just coming up to a time. And we are talking to Jack. He's reviewing television for us. Before that, though, we have been talking a lot about the news. We were talking, of course, about today's story. ISIS fighters who are, well, obviously, if they survive, they will be coming back to their home country, a lot of them, which is the UK. What do you do about that? Do you rehabilitate them? Do you throw them in prison? Do you kill them, like Rory Stewart, the International Development Minister, has suggested? So that's in the news. We were talking as well about the notion that you can't call pregnant women anymore because it might upset and offend the transgender community. Gestational parenting. It is one of the options given, or pregnant person. And we were talking about that in quite some detail earlier as well. There's a lot going on in the news today, of course. George Clooney has come out and, He's come out about the Harvey Weinstein nastiness and sort of said that he thinks Hollywood, a lot of Hollywood was complicit in it. There's a lot going on. It's all very complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
No need to. We're here to help, as you know. And what we do is we take the news and we analyse it using not the skills of Newsnight journalists or our own journalists even, or anyone else for that matter. What we do is we approach it using Japanese poetry, because we find that gets to the heart of the matter within a select number of syllables. 5, 7, and 5, that's the number. It's the news in haikus.
Gemma Collins falls through a hole in a stage in a career highlight.
Yeah. The news in haikus. Who's Gemma Collins? Which one is she? She Towie
as
well.
She's from Towie. She's the plus size lady.
And she fell through a hole in the stage at the Radio 1 Teen Awards.
Yeah, as other people were emerging from
it. Well, it brings us neatly back to Jack's area of speciality, doesn't it? Which is TAT television.
That's right.
We've already reviewed, what was it called?
Celebrity Showmance.
I realised we didn't have a clip of Celebrity Showmance before the break, and I feel I can't let it go.
Of course.
Without subjecting the nation to it.
Yeah, let's have it.
So before we move on, here's a bit of Celebrity Showmance.
Our couples are now in a fully fledged showmance, having made it official. This week, the couples are going to enjoy, or possibly not enjoy, the honeymoon phase, where they get all lovey-dovey. Oh, bless. But one fake duo is already being talked about as a proper romantic couple.
We are absolutely killing it in the press.
Woohoo!
Killing it.
I'm not even trying.
I've got Google alerts set up on my phone, and literally every day I get it, and it's like da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, even like... like, all the big ones have written about it, but there's even, like, mad little ones, like the Huffington Post from wherever.
Yeah, where exactly is Huffington? Is it in Yorkshire?
The other couples are actually being called a couple.
That's
and
fair.
We look like best mates who've just out having a laugh.
Yeah, we're doing good. I'm impressed, man.
I'd be very surprised if the others are getting that much attention.
I don't... I mean, even though you've explained it and we've just had a dinner, still don't understand it. They've just got to pretend to be a couple to try and get in the paper.
Yeah, they've got to try and convince their social media following that they are genuine.
But we all know they're not because it's a made up program.
Yeah, but this although it aired recently, this is all being conducted in the summer. So there were real like newspapers fell for it. There were still online stories, of course, the likes of the tabloids were reporting stories on these fake romances.
The end of days. All right, where are we going next?
We're sticking with ITV, but it's Parking Wars. Totally different kettle of fish.
Is it Celebrity Parking Wars?
If only.
Oh, all right, good. But I bet the people in it are still as famous as some of those celebrities you were talking about.
I'd hope so. I'd hope the show has had a roaring success. I'm not sure it has.
Right.
But anyway.
Tell me about Parking Wars.
Well, you know me well enough by now to know that when I tune into a show like Parking Wars, I do so mainly in anticipation of the illiterate rage of the great British public.
Yeah.
That's my bread and butter. That's what I live for. However, after watching the show, I was actually left with feelings of intense pity for the parking wardens of our land and a very real concern for the future of parking in general.
Yeah. Should we have a clip?
Yeah, let's have it.
Here we go.
Oh, no, sorry.
Oh.
The clip we have.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, no, yeah, we can do that now. Yeah, we're going off to Derby, where a vigilante parking car park resident, resident's car park, she's a vigilante, she's a retired hotel cleaner. Let's go.
Okay, here we go.
I've got one.
Retired hotel cleaner Mrs. Gilby is 69 and was the first resident to move in when the estate was built 35 years ago.
Good girl.
She has never owned a car.
Have you seen the sign? This is a private car park. It belongs to our residents.
Sorry, I do apologise.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, you have no permit. It's either that or you get the fine.
I didn't know that. So yeah. For next further reference, I know not to report you. I do apologise for that, ma'am. I do apologise.
Okay.
Thank you
very much. So you won't come on again then,
yeah,
will you?
I promise.
There you go. This is a residence car park and it's not for outsiders. Oh, dear. If anybody else comes on, I will ask them to leave. And if they don't leave, I will ask the officer to come out and give them a fine.
Is she armed?
No. She suffers from arthritis, so she's got a stick.
Yeah, right, fair enough. Because she sounded like she meant business to me.
She does not muck about.
That's the sort of busybody you want in your parking area, isn't it?
Well,
sorting it out.
I mean, I don't know where to stand on poor Mrs. Gilby. I mean, you've got to feel sorry for her because she's obviously quite lonely. But at the end of the day, she's a grass.
Yes, she is.
So, and she calls up the patrol officer like 10 times a day in order to get to come down and deliver these £100 fines.
Well, I hope, because patrol officers in some regions are on a sort of bonus for the amount of parking fines they dish out, aren't they? So I hope A, he is, and B, he's sharing the spoils of this with Mrs. Gilby.
Yeah, because if he's not, then he's got the easiest job in the world. She's doing the legwork.
Yeah.
And he's taking
the arthritic legwork as well.
Yeah.
So that's not easy, is it?
It's sort of a stereotype, isn't it? That in America, that British are all very, like, polite people and, you know, and we're all very sarcastic. And this is basically our version of Dog the Bounty Hunter. you get rid of all the violence and action and it's just someone having being really passive-aggressive to someone about parking.
It is, yeah. God. Poor Mrs. Gilby. She's the highlight of the show, obviously. The show starts on the mean streets of Hereford and there's a woman who's parked on a double yellow but yet somehow feels entitled to tell the warden to get a real job and chucks the ticket on the floor and then refuses to pick it up. There's a lot of that going down. To be fair to that woman, she does then reappear 5 minutes later in the car crying, admitting she was really rude and saying sorry. So, I mean, it's one of those things that almost everyone sees red when they get a parking ticket and fly off the handle.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. But, there's some of the anecdotes that new recruit Julie rattles off about men chucking tickets in her face. footage of teens telling her that she has a pointless job just when she's walking down the street. She's just trying to get her kids through university. I felt very sorry for Julie.
They do get... I mean, they're fair enough. They have become... You know, the parking attendant is unfairly maligned.
Yeah.
Probably.
Our friend's dad's friend. Now, we all believe that our friend's dad is a gangster.
Right.
Because we just do. He looks like it.
Because he has people killed.
Well, presumably he does. But he has a friend of his who we think is a henchman. He gave us a lift to an airport once, and we were driving through Chelsea on the way to the airport on a Sunday afternoon. And we're just driving really slowly down this road, and he just did his window down and just went to this traffic warden, scab, and then drove off. Like, why'd you do that? He went, because he's working on a Sunday.
Yeah, the list of Lord's Day.
I couldn't believe it.
Perhaps he's not a henchman, but a vicar.
Maybe.
He just didn't like that. Whenever you go back to your car and you're a minute late and stuff, and if you do see someone putting a parking, or just doing that thing where they start photographing your number plate or whatever it is they do now, the rage within does build. And it is your fault because you got back late.
Absolutely.
They're just doing their job, really. But there, it does, you know, there is rage, isn't there? So
I don't drive, so I wouldn't know, but I've seen it happen. So that's my only first-hand experience. Yeah. But it's well known. Everyone flies off the handle. And I think we should all take a moment to just put ourselves in the shoes of the civil enforcement officers in some circumstances.
We're running out of time, aren't we? Look at that.
Oh, dear.
Do you want to squeeze one in really quickly?
Yeah.
Let's get one in very quickly.
It's only Celebrity Hunted. It's quite a good show. The original non-celebrity, just called Hunted.
Yeah.
It's a group of civilians known as fugitives. They're willingly sent on the run from a team of former police and intelligence professionals known as hunters. It's great TV, and the celebrity one is also good.
Level of celebrity?
Well, we're talking Made in Chelsea, obviously. But Annika Rice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And she's got form in this area, because she used to present one of these kind of
shows.
They
reference that a lot in the show.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying it as well. It's for Stand Up to Cancer as well.
Okay, good call. Right.
Friends of ours.
Peter Blexley, of course, one of the detectives. Friend of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show. Friend of the station.
Yeah. Annika Rice, Chelsea.
Jamie and Spencer Made in Chelsea. Two blokes from The Wanted pop band.
They're proper unfamous. Yeah, because I don't think The Wanted
are they less famous than Made in Chelsea? Then?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say
they've got millions of fans, though.
Have they?
Well, yeah, not myself included, but apparently, yeah.
Okay.
But there we are, and then there's a couple off Gogglebox, the posh ones. They get nabbed early doors in episode two because they essentially just are on the sauce all the time, smoking fags. And so I've got
spoiler alert, but yeah, go on.
Yeah. Quite a big one.
But, if you're going to go on the run, then why not drink loads of booze and smoke loads of fags? That's what I'd be doing.
Yeah. All right. Worth watching. Out of all of them, that sounds like the one.
Yeah, that's the only one worthwhile. Parking Wars, don't watch that. It's dreary, but I love it. Same with Celebrity Showmance. Under no circumstances, watch that.
Okay.
Celebrity Hunted, give it a go.
Okay, there we go. Jack, thank you very much for coming in.
No problem.
Jack, our work experience there reviewing television, and certainly, in his case, the television that you do, watching it so you don't have to. Right, next bit. Big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. Today's big debate. After the news, there will be a child here to discuss more news. While playing a tune on a toy xylophone, we invite you to guess what that tune is. We find out what Cornelius was doing in Yorkshire. And we've got a game, a Nuneaton Bowling Alley Siege, no one was hurt, related game of band or retail or business park of the UK. All on the way in the next hour. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. The news is on the way next.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text TALK and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Left the list of tools you need somewhere on site? Don't worry, with the new Screwfix app, we've got you covered. Build and save shopping lists on your phone, check stock and order online, or even from your local store. Download the new Screwfix app now for Apple and Android. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Been checking out that new Sky One comedy Bounty Hunters. They've teamed up Jack Whitehall and Rosie Perez. Proper chalk and cheese. A book smart Cambridge student and a bounty hunter from Brooklyn. Well, when you're on the run from the police, terrorists and a drug cartel, you take any help you can get. Hunted One, Sky One. Bounty Hunters starts Wednesday, 10 p.m.
It's amazing what you can do with a tap. With just a tap, you can go from craving to tasting. From choosing to cheersing. And even from searching to surprising.
Flowers!
Now with HSBC, you can use Android Pay wherever you see the contactless symbol. It's easy, fast and secure. Simply download Android Pay from the Google Play Store. So explore, tap and enjoy with HSBC.
Terms and conditions, device restrictions and transaction limits apply. Most HSBC cards are eligible, subject to status.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
This unsavoury creature, called the Monster Bill, makes its home in motor vehicles, where the Monster Bill's voracious appetite for money slowly drives the owners, who can't be bothered to switch their car insurance company, bananas. But could the Monster Bill now be at risk of extinction from its one natural and powerful predator?
Go compare! Rawr! Just go visit them today. Keep that Monster Bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare!
Where do you charge an electric car?
How quickly can I do it?
How far can you go on one charge?
How much can I save?
Can I charge it at home?
Do I need a house with a drive?
Can you get an electric shock off them?
If I plug in my mobile phone, will the car's battery run out?
Can they go in car washes?
Got questions about owning an electric car? Get the answers at GoUltraLow.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At just after three. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Alex Dibble has got the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, new Trump controversy over dead soldier. Jailed Dubai Brit could sue. And radio presenter stabbed at her studios.
Talk Radio.
Donald Trump is again defending the phone call he made to the widow of an American soldier killed in Niger. He previously insisted he wasn't insensitive when talking to Sergeant LaDavid Johnson's wife, following reports he'd said her husband knew what he signed up for. The US president's tweeted again to say he used the serviceman's name without hesitation during his call. Maisha Johnson's made new claims on ABC's Good Morning America.
I heard him stumbling on trying to remember my husband's name. And that will hurt me the most, because if my husband is out here fighting for our country, why can't you remember his name?
A British man freed after being sentenced to 3 months in a Dubai jail for touching a man's hip is considering suing his accuser. 27-year-old Jamie Harron from Stirling says he briefly made contact with someone in a bar to avoid spilling a drink on him. A high-profile Russian radio presenter is said to be breathing through a tube in hospital after being stabbed at her station's studios. Tatiana Felgenhauer was attacked by someone who'd burst in. She is expected to live. The government's challenged other countries to raise their game in response to the Rohingya crisis in Myanmar. Almost 600,000 from the minority Muslim community have fled persecution, seeking refuge in Bangladesh. Britain's £47 million contribution is the largest pledge. Here's International Development Secretary Priti Patel.
Quite frankly, this is a serious crisis. We are seeing over 500,000 people flee their homes because they're being persecuted. There is ethnic cleansing, there is mass violence taking place, and people need help and support now.
And videos emerged online showing Harry Styles being groped. One of his fans at a concert in LA seems to grab his crotch while he's on stage. The hashtag #RespectHarry has been trending on Twitter.
Yes. When have they got very long arms, or was Harry... how did it... What's the...
Because regular length arms.
Did the person get on the stage or just reach up? Or has Harry got quite the long... How did the... Just out of interest.
I believe it was a reach up.
Thank you. Just checking the...
Should we go on describing the...
No!
The gropage.
I don't think so. I think we'll leave it at that. Respect Harry, like the hashtag says.
Hashtag.
Right, weather, is it?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Talk Radio National Weather.
The weather, Alex.
A few showers for Scotland and Northern Ireland this afternoon. Feeling milder than yesterday. Highs of 18 degrees. But as we know, it's 25 on Copacabana where Rachel Jewell is.
Is on holiday pretending to be ill. By the way, Priti Patel that you mentioned there.
Yeah.
I always think when I hear her name, Priti Patel, I don't know her or I know anything about her in terms of her personal life, but I kind of hope she's got a parrot.
Just because it would torment her?
Yeah, because, you know, not torment her. No, I think she'd enjoy it. But if I was called Priti Patel, for instance. Because parrots famously say, "Who's a pretty boy then?" Don't they? That's a parroty thing, right?
Yeah.
But I'd have trained it if I was her to just go, every time I came home, to sort of greet me, "Who's a pretty Patel then?" That's what I'd train it to do if I was her. I don't. Can we find out if she's got a parrot?
I can put a call in.
Thanks, man.
That's one for Victoria's. That's lead story in animal news.
Ah, you bring us very neatly to that, because today it's not that. It's mineral news.
It is, yeah.
It is mineral news. Alex is going to be here in half an hour with your bonus news feature today. If it's happening in the world of minerals, you'll hear about it here first. It doesn't fit in the main news, which is shorter than it used to be, so... we'll be bringing you mineral news at around a 3:20-ish. I'm going to say 3:30-ish. Thank you very much. Now here's Ian Williams. Is it Ian again?
Yes.
Ian's got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Ian Williams with your sports news. Ronald Koeman's reign at Everton is over after 16 months. He's been sacked with the club in the Premier League's bottom three. Speaking to TalkSport before the announcement, former Goodison striker Kevin Campbell said any new manager would have to be high profile.
People are speaking about Ancelotti even. Claudio Ranieri's got been mentioned, but it's going to take a big name to be able to attract better players to the club.
Graham Souness has warned Liverpool need leaders if they're to start winning trophies again. The former Reds midfielder told the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast the club are also short defensively. And the insults have started to flow again ahead of the David Hay-Tony Bellew rematch. Speaking to Jim White on Talk Sports, Bellew called Hay a clown and an egotistical maniac.
The Aston lesson seems to have paid off well for him, because this fraudulent thing he's putting on at the minute is he's a nice guy. I think he wants me to come out and be the bad guy. Listen, I don't care how he wants me to be portrayed or whatever. What you see is what you get with me. But what you're seeing right now is not what you're getting with David Hay.
That's the latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Powered by Talk Sport. It certainly was. I think you could tell that. Now, still to come on the programme, a game of band or retail and business park in the UK, and a seven-year-old child talking about the news from the weekend. All on the way in the next hour, but the big debate's on the way next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it's time for the big debate. The Chancellor of the Exchequer, then, Philip Hammond, has this weekend been described as toxic by senior parliamentary figures who point to his list of recent gaffes, such as branding EU member states as enemies and defying Number 10 with an article that he wrote for the Times newspaper. As a result of Philip Hammond's toxicity, from today we learn he's going to be charged £10 each time he enters London, in line with old diesel cars. And that's just how toxic Philip Hammond is now. As he also spouts stuff people disagree with, much like the exhausts of old diesel. "The Chancellor must begin to behave in line with government thinking," comes the criticism. On the line, Talk Radio listener Jeff's phoned in. Jeff, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Jeff. How are you doing? Great. So, look, you've called in because I said the word behave there, but you misheard it, didn't you? You thought I said beehive.
Did I mishear it? Oh, what a shame.
Yeah. But what is it? That's all right. Well, while you're there, though, what is it about beehives that you don't like? Let's talk about beehives.
All right. Well, I hate them.
Why?
Because I run a pollen bank, right, in Headcorn, and yeah. I'm forever being pestered by bees stealing my supplies.
Right.
Right. But where do the bees take my pollen and the post-it notes? Where do they take them, eh? To their beehives.
Yep.
You know, bees are just stingy, stabby, pointy, jabby, pricky little things. And therefore, if you get rid of beehives, the bees must surely follow. So get rid of them, get rid of beehives, you know, and also that hairstyle with the same name. That's just stupid.
Right. Well, if they... But you mentioned the hairstyle there, and that's interesting. What if you got rid of beehives, as is, you know, your right to argue, and then they did start to nest in the beehive hair of 60s girl groups, for example? 60s girl groups.
Oh, 60s ones. That makes more sense. I can't think of 60 girl groups. Yeah. Well, I think it's two.
Which are they, out of interest?
Spice Girls and Girls Aloud.
Right, OK. You could also have had All Saints. Little Mix, yeah. Well, we're up to four.
Up to four. I'll keep going.
Keep thinking. Right, but anyway, what if they went in... What if they nested the bees in the hair of girl groups?
Well, that's, you know, if they want to. I mean, I don't really see many girl groups personally.
No, but then what I'm saying is they'd still be able to steal your pollen, isn't it? Which is the point.
Would they?
Not the girl groups. I don't mean, you know, as far as I'm aware, Girls Aloud don't steal pollen. But
not anymore.
The bees would.
Yeah, they would.
And that wouldn't solve... So getting rid of the beehive wouldn't solve your problem, is what I'm... Let me bring Bert in. Bert's on the other line. Hello, Bert.
Hello, Jonathan.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. So you've heard this argument. We get rid of beehives, we therefore get rid of bees. That's not true, though, is it?
No, absolutely not. Jonathan, I should be absolutely frank with you. I have hives.
I thought you were Bert. Are you Frank or Bert?
My full name is Frank Bert.
Fair enough, carry on.
I'm from Germany originally, but I grew up in England. My father's a sausage. I have hives, Jonathan.
Yes.
I've had hives all my life. My parents... my father a sausage, my mother a bun. They both gave me hives at a very young age. And, I've tried to kind of keep hives in my life, you know, for as long as I know. I mean, all my ex-girlfriends have hives.
Yeah.
Many people I've met in my life now have hives. I went to a friend's birthday the other week, and, now, thanks to me, they have hives as well.
Hives.
And I think...
And do they...
It's a perfect place to store your bees.
Well, that's what I was going to suggest. So in many ways, bees are attracted to hives, to your hives.
Absolutely, yes. Bees particularly. It's part of my job, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm a bee cleaner. That is what I do.
Yeah.
Having the bees in one place, in a beehive, makes it much, much easier for me to find them and clean them.
Right, which makes a lot of sense. The problem is, though, and again, Jeff, this is an issue, isn't it? Irrespective of your pollen, what is it? Pollen farm or something?
It's a pollen bank.
Bank in Headcorn.
I give pollen to, you know, non-hay fever sufferers.
Yeah, fair enough. But that's a good service, so we're not knocking that.
Thank you.
Bees can't afford, though, necessarily now to buy hives, can they? They have to rent them. And the idea is that landlords are coining it in. The criticism is that they won't take... This is the criticism. They won't take bees. But basically, they won't put bees in hives if a bee is on housing benefit or something.
Right.
And so that's not fair, is it? So, if we get rid of all hives, I mean, don't you just exacerbate the problem of the private rental sector for hives?
But why don't they just put the bees somewhere else? You know, like, I don't know, like a bag for life or a Tupperware box. I mean, something that they can't take their stuff into that they've taken from me, or they can't come out of it, or, you know, they can't put the stuff into it that they have put in, like, post-it.
Yeah, but Jeff...
Jeff, we've tried many different ways of storing bees and keeping bees accommodated, all right? We tried putting them in Tupperware containers. That did not work. We tried, a few years ago to hold them tightly in rapturous fists. But that turned out to be a bit of a Bioshock to the system, so we couldn't do that. Beehives are the most appropriate manner of housing bees.
Yeah.
Have you tried a fridge?
The fridge? They'll die in the fridge, Jeff. Die in the fridge.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Jonathan, this man seems to be suggesting we kill all the bees.
He does seem to be suggesting...
In a fridge.
Well, let's talk about the beehive building for a moment, though, because there aren't enough beehives. That's what the other argument
is. Yeah, there needs to be more beehives.
Now, there are, of course, worker bees who want to... They want to work. They want to build the hives, right? And we've got... If we don't give them the resources to do so, you get the... What happens? You get Polish bees coming over, don't you? And building the hives cheaper and more effectively in many cases. And that's not a bad... Is that a bad thing, though, Bert? If Polish bees, worker bees come over here and build the beehives cheaper than the beehives...
As long as we've got more beehives, I don't care where they come from. It could be Polish worker bees.
Yeah.
It could be British honeybees.
Yeah.
Okay. You could be, the honeybees, which was a girl group who had famously bees nesting in their...
That's another girl group, five.
Six. You've got the bee life centres, around the country where bees are living underwater. You know, it doesn't matter where the bees live. We just need more hives for the bees.
What?
I don't want Beemageddon to come and us to lose all the bees.
I can hear you shaking your face, Jeff.
Can you?
Yeah.
It wasn't my face, but yeah, okay. I mean, you go back to like the different types of bees that can make the hives really well. Yeah. I've heard that the Hamish bees make hives very well.
And of course, they died out though, because you know, there's no electricity or anything, and no entertainment and that, so they just died out. They're bored.
Yeah. What do you make of this idea that beehives have been no-platformed at universities now? But you know, the universities just won't accept beehives. Is that stifling debate?
It might be stifling this debate.
Yeah. What do you make of it, Bert?
I've never been to university. I picked up my bee cleaning skills on an apprenticeship.
And rightly so.
I'm not really qualified to comment on that.
Fair enough. 40,000 more beehives, the government are saying, by 2018. This will allow more bees to get onto the beehive ladder. That's why, because it's expensive, as we've talked about. Bees can't afford honey. How much do you pay for honey now? What is it, a couple of quid a jar? Right? And how much honey does the average bee spurt out of its bee gland, its honey gland? Not much. So it takes a lot, and they don't make much money. They can't afford the beehives. That's why the rental sector as it is.
Look, John, I mean, they should ban honey, you know that, because it can shrink children, I think. I saw a documentary on it the other night.
No, I mean, on this point, Jeff and I are in agreement. I am concerned about the monsters that can come from puffed honey. Very dangerous to see children transform in that regard.
Yeah.
But, you know, regardless of what happens with or without honey, we can't just throw all the bees onto the streets because then they'd just be clogging up the drains and, you know, getting in the way of the zebras which are trying to cross.
Right. Okay. Well, all right. So, I mean, you're putting one animal above another there. I mean, is that racist?
Well, no, it's beeist.
Right. And that's acceptable.
But for me, it is, yes.
Yeah. Right.
And Jeff,
racism's that's fine as well, isn't it?
Well, no. What about this fine business? This is Sadiq Khan, of course. From today, now older bees who fly into London are going to have to pay a fine for that because if they emit too much honey, then obviously that's bad for the environment. They're going to have to pay to fly into London from today. Good or bad, Bert?
Good.
Yeah? Why? Why is that good?
Why? We can use that money to fund the creation of more beehives. Isn't that what it's there for? It's certainly not there just so the fat cats can cream off the honey. You know, it's obviously going to go into better services.
Feed it back
into the... Again, you mentioned cats, and it's gone now for another animal that's over the top.
I'm sorry if I like animals, Jeff, rather than wanting to murder an entire species of insect, you monster.
You cow.
There we must leave the debate. Fascinating, though, that is. Do we need beehives? Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Jeff?
Respect Harry.
Thank you very much. Bert?
Apiary.
Lovely. Right, what do you think? Do we need beehives? Do we? Should we get rid of them? Are they too expensive to buy? Should bees rent the hives? Can they produce enough money to even to get onto the beehive ladder? A lot of points to be made. A lot of interesting areas to talk about. We'll take your thoughts on it. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Do we need beehives? It's post-Brexit Britain. It's 2017. We've got paperclips and aloe vera hand cream. Why do we need beehives? Get in touch. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
We love home. From those wooden floorboards we sanded down to the chrome fixtures and fittings that took ages to find. But if you're in the trade, you know there's more to home than just plumbing, electrics or a lick of paint. Homes are getting smart. We've created the Nest Learning Thermostat and Nest Cam security cameras. Intelligent technology in your home you can control with your phone. Become your customer's smart home provider and help grow your business with Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro.
Hi, you've reached Tom's voicemail. I can't come to the phone because Season 8 of Fox's The Walking Dead is about to stream on Now TV. I've been looking forward to this and I'm not missing it. So, leave a message. Although the Now TV Entertainment Pass does have over 250 box sets to watch. So maybe, don't call me, I'll call you.
To get your 14-day free trial of the latest shows, including The Walking Dead, search Now TV. 18 plus, new customers only, pass auto renews at £7.99 a month unless cancelled.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Lincolnshire, we have one lane closed due to an accident on the M180. That is westbound between Junction 2 and Junction 1 around Thorn. In Staffordshire, we have one lane closed and some heavy traffic due to a broken down car. It's on the M6 southbound between Junction 13 and Junction 12 around Gailey. And in the West Midlands, two lanes closed, queuing traffic due to an accident with a van and a car involved. It's on the M6 southbound between Junction 9 and Junction 8 for the M5. And congestion is back to Junction 10. I'm Sammy Jolo.
This week, you can save up to half price on toys in store at Sainsbury's. From Hot Wheels T-Rex Takedown to Thomas and Friends. Choo-choo. Even Barbie.
Hi. Hello.
And loads, loads more. Offer ends 24th of October. Toys not available in Central's, Locals or online, subject to availability.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, here we are, and good afternoon to you. I am John Holmes. Now, do you want a certificate? Well, it's not even... To be honest with you, it's not even a certificate. What we are offering you is a PDF that has been made by Cornelius.
Hello.
Hello there. And it says on it, I correctly, or words around this, I correctly guessed the tune on this week's edition of Toddler Pops, the quiz on the radio, on Talk Radio, in the afternoons between 1 and 4, brackets, weekdays, close brackets, with John Holmes. And then if you do correctly identify the tune as played on the toy xylophone, and what's more, we pick you out of a hat at the end, you could be in receipt of that certificate, because it's time for this week's edition of Toddler Pops.
This is Toddler Pops!
So it works like this. A tune gets played on a toy xylophone by a seven-year-old child. You guess it, you get, you're in with a chance of getting, the I guess the Toddler Pops tune. Now, you can text or tweet your guess. You can use 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
If you're using the text, or if you're using Twitter, at Talk Radio.
That start your message with hashtag Toddler Pops,
and then
guys.
Put the answer to... Are we having artist and title this week? What do you want to do this week?
Just... You know what? You'll know it. We don't need the artist. Just
okay, just the song title. Name. All right, song title. All right, fine. But obviously, before we get round to the tune, there's a small matter of Maisie wanting to talk about the recent news. Hello, Maisie.
Hello, John.
Have you had a good week?
Never mind me. Where were you yesterday evening?
How do you mean?
There was a gun siege in a bowling alley in Nuneaton. You're from Nuneaton?
Yeah, well, yeah, it basically wasn't me.
Just checking. Hey, did you hear that the World Health Organization have cancelled Robert Mugabe's Goodwill Ambassador role?
Yeah, well, yeah, I did hear that. Yeah, I mean, it did seem like a bit of an odd choice in the first place.
I know. What next? Harvey Weinstein is the face of women's rights.
Yeah, shall we,
play a tune. Darn right.
Thanks, Maisie.
Shut up, John.
Can you identify that tune? Can you?
I should say that song does have a title, and we are looking for that title.
We are looking for that title. Let's hear it again. Let's hear it again. Here it comes. It's not so much a song, is it, really? It's a theme.
A piece of music.
Can you identify it? It does have a title. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
That title has a piece... That music has a piece of title. Can you identify it and let us know what it is, please? It's very short. Let's hear it once more.
Yeah.
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like. Oh, no, hashtag toddler pot.
Oh, that's right.
Hashtag toddler pot, yeah. Sorry.
And you could well get the certificate if we pick you out of a hat. The lines are open right now for that. And we will reveal the answer and, of course, the certificate winner after the news at 3:30, which is on the way. So, Cornelius, last week you went on behalf of this programme up to Yorkshire to find out if they were keen on the notion of autonomy and independence, like Catalan. Something we've been discussing on the programme for a while, but you went up to the streets of Yorkshire. We spoke to you from up there.
Mm.
But while you were there, by coincidence, it turned out it was the Industry Radio Awards as well.
That's right.
So you went along to that as well, I understand.
Yeah, the Radio Academy ARIA Awards,
yes,
John.
Did this show win anything? I'm interested.
No, we didn't.
Really? Why is that, do you think?
Several reasons.
Yeah.
This year I was a judge for the awards. I actually don't like the term judge. I was an esteemed member of the panel.
Right.
This year. So, that was quite nice. So they invited me up. So
yep.
I went with our colleagues, Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, who won,
yep.
Which I'm very pleased about.
Well, of course, you were on the panel. That makes sense.
No,
so you swung that for them.
Judge
that's
their
very good of you. I know for a fact
Ian
Lee paid you hard cash to make that happen. So that's
no, great. How dare you? I am an esteemed member of the panel. I didn't judge that category.
I know you didn't.
So,
I was joshing with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know you don't, but our listener might not know.
No, that's right. Cornelius did not judge that category.
No.
Ian Lee won, because Ian Lee's bloody good.
Yeah, of course he is.
That's why.
Very popular there as well.
Yeah, rightly so. Yeah. So
it was nice, though. I tell you what, because I was... essentially, it was our boss, Denny, and Lauren went as well. Went up, so there was five of us from Talk Radio there.
Did you go up on stage to receive the award?
No, I didn't.
I was going to say, because you have nothing to do with that show.
Yeah,
that would
yeah
be
I know. But the right. best thing was yeah. that because I was just standing around Ian and Kath for a lot of the evening,
yeah.
Lots of people were congratulating me as well on winning.
Right, which you had nothing to do with.
No, I had nothing to do with, but I did not say that to anyone.
No. Did you sort of take the glory in a reflected...
Sort of in a way. I was like, well, it's largely Ian and Kath's work, but thank you so much.
Largely! But I just do a bit behind the scenes on a different show.
So many people were so nice to me,
oh.
and it was great. The thing is with these industry events, and obviously they're events where alcohol is served,
yes.
and it's so easy to, sort of feel awkward and bored, and just because there's peers, there's people... there's several people there who you immensely dislike.
Yeah.
But everyone talks to each other because we all pretend we get along. And what I did enjoy doing was, as an esteemed member of the panel, was just going up to every winner I could find and just going, oh, congratulations. I judged your award, even though I didn't, as only true of one winner. And, people I didn't know. So, yeah, it was quite fun. I went up to Freddie Flintoff and Robbie Savage. I went, congratulations, I actually judged your categories.
Really? And you didn't?
No, I didn't.
No.
But, yeah, it was very nice, very fun.
Great. Good. And any exciting other gossip from the...
Nope.
Okay. Thank you, Cornelius, there, with his report on the Industry Radio Awards. Well done again to Ian Lee, who won Best Speech Presenter.
Yeah,
beating,
he's on tonight from 10 to 1.
Beating Jeremy Vine into a cocked hat. Speaking of hats, you will find your name in a hat after the news if you have entered Toddler Pops. What is the tune? That was what you were trying to identify. Remember, that's what you've got to do. Still time. The lines are still open. A lot of correct answers going in. A couple of wrong ones. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll reveal all after 3:30. After the 3:30 news, which Alex Dibble has now on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. A man from Stirling who was jailed in Dubai for touching a man's hip in a bar has been released. David Spencer has more for Talk Radio.
Jamie Harran claimed he put his hand on the man to steady himself so he didn't spill a drink, but he was arrested in July and yesterday was sentenced to 3 months in prison. Now his representatives say the 27-year-old has had his passport returned and is free to leave the country.
A man's been found with multiple stab wounds outside a primary school in East Sussex. Police in St Leonard's-on-Sea and Hastings are searching for the attacker. Donald Trump's denied claims he failed to remember the name of a dead US soldier during a phone call with his widow. Sergeant LaDavid Johnson's wife told ABC News she heard the president stumbling until he looked at a report in front of him. Theresa May is about to update MPs on Brexit talks amid claims she begged for help at a meeting with Jean-Claude Juncker. European officials have denied this, saying there's no time for gossip. Allegations of a huge cheating scandal by Chinese athletes are being investigated. The World Anti-Doping Agency is looking into claims involving more than 10,000 competitors in the 1980s and 90s. A scene showing Noel Fielding shut inside a fridge on Bake Off is not going to be investigated. Ofcom says it was very short and happened later in the programme when it was unlikely children would be watching. And Ronald Koeman has been sacked as Everton manager. He led the team to a seventh-placed finish in the Premier League last season, but now leaves them in the relegation zone following a 5-2 home defeat to Arsenal yesterday. The weather, the rain heading east is clearing away. One or two showers for Scotland and Northern Ireland this afternoon. Very mild, highs of 18.
The thing is, though, about non-linear television is that Bake Off would be watched by children, not live as it was being broadcast. Presumably, indeed, it would be watched on catch-up, which rather negates the slightly old-fashioned idea that children...
Yeah, but you can put on all the parent controls on these websites. No, all of them.
There's a box where it says, would you like not to see people being stuck in fridges? And you tick that.
That are fine. And so, then, yes.
Yes, fine.
So it takes all of the fridge-based trappings away. Mm. But what I mean is, if you're a parent and you go, oh, Bake Off's safe. You can watch Bake Off if you want. You're not going to think, what if someone gets in the fridge, are you?
That's true.
Do you see what I mean? It kind of... I'm just
perhaps you know like when there's flashing photography in a news report.
Yeah,
maybe they should say the following program does contain a man stuck in a fridge.
No, feeling in a fridge.
All these parents moaning about being stuck in a fridge. They should just chill.
Anyway, Alex has got bonus news now. Today we do it because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. So we make the time up. We bring you animal news, vegetable news and mineral news on consecutive days. Today we bring you mineral news.
Mineral news.
There's to be a new home for gems and minerals in New York. The American Museum of Natural History is to open a dedicated hall for them in 2019. It'll include the famous Subway Garnet, a 9-pound gem unearthed during a Manhattan sewer excavation in 1885.
Yeah, I remember.
Goldlink has gone platinum. The rapper's single Crew has achieved the landmark in single sales. And a man has undergone... What?
Right, that was a different story there. It sounded like a rapper was being put in a museum.
No, it did not sound like that. You just weren't paying attention.
He wasn't either, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Shall I do the final one?
Yeah.
Okay. A man's undergone surgery to remove his penis from a mineral water bottle.
Mineral news.
A man's undergone surgery to remove his penis from a mineral water bottle. It's reported his member
fungus
got stuck.
Fungus news.
No!
Oh, no, Chloe.
It's reported his member got stuck after the Malaysian's wife decided to help him urinate last night.
Well, couldn't he... I mean... so many questions.
Yeah. Yeah? Would you like to give me one of them?
Yes. One, why was he urinating in a bottle? Not a lavatory. All right, fine.
Mm, yeah. Apparently, he needed some help.
Okay, fine.
Urinating.
Yeah, but he got. But hang on. So the width of the top of a mineral bottle is a standard size, is it not? So you'd think he would know.
They don't design mineral water bottles specifically for a standard penis curve.
What are you talking about? Well, they should, Alex, because then this kind of mishap wouldn't occur, would it?
And so, those conversations on motorways would be significantly easier.
Which conversations particularly are you thinking about?
What are you talking about? The age-old conversation on a motorway.
Of how one should go.
Yeah.
Right.
Whether we have time to stop at a service station.
Or not.
Yeah.
Or whether one should go in a mineral... Have you ever gone in a mineral bottle?
I think I may have done, but I can't remember if that was a dream.
I mean, I have to use a Pringles tube.
Because you can't afford water? Why?
No. Pringles are more expensive than water anyway, so...
It's because you urinate a lot more than a water bottle's worth.
No.
It is that.
Anyway, thank you, Alex.
It's all right.
No, you say it, though.
Mineral news.
A Pringles can is much more optimum for that.
Mineral news. Well, it is, exactly.
Yeah.
Mineral news.
And I'm not, you know, it just is, isn't it? It's easier. Because the mineral bottle's going to be tricky anyway. Well, you're not going to get the whole...
Without the music, it now sounds like we're having a genuine,
well,
serious
we are.
Discussion.
Well, we are. It's a change in tone, and I'm glad you've noticed it. Which... what is the ideal receptacle, other than a toilet...
to urinate in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. And what we would like as well is for multi-gender, because obviously, so, you know...
Oh, hang on, how many genders are we going for, though? Because there's a lot now.
Just all of them.
All the whatever gender you want to identify as, other places, receptacles, to tidily urinate, other than a mineral bottle.
Chloe's been keeping very quiet during this conversation, other than playing stabs that were just getting in the way.
Yeah, she does that.
Yeah.
Playing the words mineral news whenever she likes.
Just trying to add some colour.
Right.
Would, could you, if you had a Pringles can,
yeah,
Chloe, would you be able to...
Yes, what?
Do you want to go there, Colm?
No.
Okay. Never mind, Chloe, as you were. Right, thank you, Alex.
That's right.
Thank you, Chloe. Thank you, Cornelia.
Cheers.
Now, did you correctly guess the tune?
This is Toilet Pot!
It is Toddler Pops. Now, before both news is there, we brought you a tune as played by a seven-year-old on a toy xylophone. All you had to do was identify the tune. It had a title. Let's have a recap. Let's remind ourselves what the tune was and so forth.
Hey, did you hear that the World Health Organization have cancelled Robert Mugabe's Goodwill Ambassador role?
Yeah, well, yeah, I did hear that. Yeah, I mean, it did seem like a bit of an odd choice in the first place.
I know. What next? Harvey Weinstein is the face of women's rights.
Yeah, shall we
play a tune? Darn right.
Now, a lot of guesses coming in, a lot of people getting it darn right. Cornelius, a lot of people getting it right today, a lot of people.
Yes.
Do you want to name some of them?
Yeah, I will. Can you, if I miss anyone, tell me?
Yeah, I'll do my best.
So congratulations to Sarah, to Jane, to CJ, to Kirk, to Thomas, to Hedy, to Dave, to Topher, to Paul.
Court Jester.
Yeah, that's CJ.
Did you say that? All right, Roger, did you get that?
No, I've missed Roger.
Son of Kirk.
Yeah, got Kirk.
Topher.
Got Topher. Paul. Did you listen? When I said...
No.
You're just reading out all the...
Paul.
Yes, I got Paul.
Eurotesticle.
I don't think he got it right.
No, he said, is it Bootylicious by Destiny's
Child?
Yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong, that is. Well, look, that's some of the entries. Thank you very much. A lot of the entries. We put them all in a hat, in fact. But only one... we better play you what the result is, of course, actually. And tell you what it was. It was, of course, this. Stop it now. It was, of course, the Imperial March from Star Wars by John Williams. All you had to do was get the title, Imperial March. That's what everybody got right. There is, of course, though, the business of who gets the certificate. There can be, in the words of the Highlander, only one. All the names in a hat. Cornelius, pick one out. Who's going to get the I guessed the tune correctly on Toddler Pops on the radio in the afternoons, weekdays, brackets, closed brackets, open brackets again,
yeah,
talk radio,
okay.
Closed. All right, who's getting it?
Congratulations to... Topher!
Topher! Well done, Topher.
Topher, I'm going to tweet you now.
Tweet you now. Get your details. And you will get the certificate, which is just a PDF that Cornelius made that we'll email to you, and you get to print it off yourself and write your own name on it with a pen of your choice. Still to come, then. Yesterday there was a siege in Nuneaton in Warwickshire. That pricked my ears up, for I grew up in Nuneaton in Warwickshire. My parents and my sisters still all live in Nuneaton in Warwickshire. They weren't involved in the siege, I checked. No one was hurt, that's the good news. But it was on a retail and business estate in Nuneaton in Warwickshire, at a bowling alley. So we're going to play a game of band or retail or business estate name on Talk Radio in the afternoons next. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with ReclaimingSpain.com. Wake up with a man who'll set you up for the day with a supersized breakfast of breaking news, entertaining views and talking point issues.
Join me, Paul Ross, for your morning fix of current affairs, entertainment, showbiz and opinion.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with ReclaimingSpain.com. If you're one of the thousands of UK residents who invested in Spanish property that was never built, we may be able to help you get your money back. Visit ReclaimingSpain.com to find out more.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months' warranty and AA cover. Like these 2014 Peugeot Partners, from under £4,500 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, buy two or more Meyer or Minerva solid surface kitchen worktops and receive a 430-watt dual-base random orbit sander free. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
What if you could get that winning feeling every single month? With NS&I's premium bonds, every month you could win tax-free prizes from £25 up to £1 million. And NS&I guarantees that every pound of your savings is 100% secure, because we're backed by HM Treasury. Who knew saving could be so exciting? Premium bonds at NS&I.com. Minimum initial investment £100. NS&I. Safer savings set you free.
This unsavory creature, called the Monster Bill, makes its home in motor vehicles, where the Monster Bill's voracious appetite for money slowly drives the owners, who can't be bothered to switch their car insurance company, bananas. But could the Monster Bill now be at risk of extinction from its one natural and powerful predator?
Go compare! Rawr! Just go visit them today. Keep that Monster Bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare!
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Lincolnshire, we have one lane closed due to an accident on the M180. That's westbound between Junction 2 and Junction 1 around Thorne. In Greater Manchester, one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle. It's on the M60 clockwise between Junction 8 and Junction 9 around Trafford Park. And in the West Midlands, we have queuing traffic due to an earlier accident on the M6. A van and two cars involved. That is southbound between Junction 9 and Junction 8 around the M5 with congestion back to Junction 10. I'm Sammy Jolo.
This week, you can save up to half price on toys in store at Sainsbury's. From Hot Wheels T-Rex Takedown to Thomas and Friends.
Choo-choo!
Even Barbie.
Hi. Hello.
And loads, loads more. Offer ends 24th of October. Toys not available in Centrals, Locals or online, subject to availability.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You know, sometimes they say opposites attract. Well, I'm from the south and you, Carol?
I'm from the north, obviously.
You're blonde and I'm kind of mousy coloured.
You've hardly got any left.
And you're quite loud and I'm very shy and retiring, which is why I think we go so well together on The Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross.
And Carol Malone.
Join us tomorrow morning. Better call Paul and phone Malone from 6. Be there.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am him! Hello. Talk Radio in the afternoons. We will be moving quizwards very shortly indeed. And don't forget Sam Delaney with you from 4 o'clock for Talk Radio Drive. Before that, though, we've been talking, of course, quite a lot about the news, not least the Nuneaton shotgun siege of yesterday, the idea that ISIS fighters coming back into the country, what should we do with them? Now, Rory Stewart, who is the International Development Minister, has suggested we should kill them while they're still in Syria, sort of echoing what Michael Fallon said a few weeks ago about them being on the wrong end of a missile. They should expect to be, he said, on the wrong end of a missile. Brexit negotiations. The Prime Minister said there'll be no infrastructure at the Irish border. Juncker has denied leaking an account of his dinner with the Prime Minister. You remember that dinner? We talked about that quite a lot last week and the futility of trying to argue a Brexit bill over something, a dinner, which is notorious for having a bill that is argued over at the end. Seemed pretty pointless to us. Anyway, the news is very complicated. There's a lot going on, Cornelius.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, we're here to help, as you know. And how do we help? Well, by analysing the news and making it easy to understand. And we do that. We choose to do it anyway, not with journalists hither and thither and complicated columnists writing their opinions. No, we get straight to the heart of the matter using poetry. Japanese poetry, to be honest. It's the news in haikus.
Charges have been dropped for the man in Dubai who joined in a conga.
That's not what happened.
Isn't it? I thought it was.
No, he accidentally touched a hipster. I think that's what happened, and thus was sentenced to 3 years.
The hipster got offended.
In jail, yeah.
No, he's actually had a very up and down day, because this morning the news was he's been done.
Yeah, and we'll get 3 years in a Dubai prison.
Yeah, 3 years in jail. Yeah. Yeah. And then the next story, like an hour later, was someone's been involved in Dubai and had all the charges dropped.
Yes.
And now in the last 2 hours...
Yes.
He could potentially sue. So he's gone from going for jail for 3 months. And it must have been a bit of ordeal.
Yeah.
But now he could be quids in with this.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been a very up and down. He's turned it around in quite a short amount of time.
Yes, well, he's invested very well. Is your advice for people to go to Dubai and touch people's hips?
No. The Prosecco's too expensive, John.
It is. It's £30 a glass. We learned that earlier. £30 a glass! In Dubai. No wonder he tried to stop himself spilling a glass. Because that's his defence, wasn't it? He was just touching a man's hip when he went past to try and stop him spilling a drink. No wonder if it's that much money.
I feel so sorry.
30 quid a glass of Prosecco.
But it is normal as well when you go on holiday. You go to a disco and do the conga.
Yeah.
In the sort of the resort. It's a children's disco.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for him.
The conga is banned in that country for that very reason. That's why black lace were flogged. Now, it's time to play...
With black laces.
Yes.
It's awful.
Of course.
But they did awful irony.
But the good thing is they wrote a dance about it. So...
I just imagine... Ah! Go!
Apple, shake the lace.
Is there any other flat lace?
Yeah, Superman. That's
Superman.
That's isn't it?
Flog the band!
Touch the hip! Anyway, it's time...
Well, I'm glad we covered that story.
So we did. It's time to play, today's game of Band or. Today, it's Band or Retail or Business Park in the UK. Mm-hmm. Let's meet Susie. Hello, Susie.
Hello.
Hi there, Susie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. Thank you very much, Susie. And, well, I don't know whether you're familiar. Well, first of all, Susie, what do you do?
I'm a waitress.
A waitress. Okay, good. How long have you been waitressing, Susie?
Oh, a long time. I'm just on my break now.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Was it a busy day?
Pretty busy, good. Yeah,
well,
you know.
It's nice that you've have it on in the kitchen, as it were. Right, Susie, well, what's going to happen here, right? I don't know if you're familiar with the story yesterday of the man in Nuneaton. I grew up there. Susie, there's no reason why you'd know that. But anyway, I grew up there yesterday in a bowling alley in Nuneaton. A man held some people hostage. No one was hurt. It all ended well. The man was arrested.
Oh, so, no. So.
I know. But we are going to play a game of band or business and retail park. They all have names. You can tell me whether it's a band or a business park, or a retail park.
Great, I'm excited.
Oh, how excited on a scale of 1 to 10?
7. We'll retail parks,
will
you know.
Excite you. All right, fine. Everyone's got their own thing, Susie.
Great.
And if that's yours, you carry on. You'll be playing against Cornelius. Hi, Cornelius.
Hello,
Cornelius.
Hi, Susie.
Susie, Cornelius, Cornelius.
Hi, Cornelius.
Susie. Chloe's going to be keeping score. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Susie.
There we go.
Hi.
Hi, Chloe. Right, okay, fine. So, alphabetical order, of course, Susie versus Cornelius. Susie first. Here we go.
Great.
So, here come the list of names. First one goes to you, Susie. Is this a retail park or a band? Lombardy. Lombardy.
That's a band for sure.
It's a retail park outside Middlesex. Just outside Middlesex. Oh, what a great start. Cornelius. Silverburn. Silverburn.
Silverburn sounds like a retail park, so I'll go for that.
Is the right answer. Yeah. Silverburn is a retail park. Bermuda. Bermuda. Susie.
Bermuda is a retail park.
It is. It's the actual one with the bowling alley on it in
Dunedin.
The Bermuda retail park. If you want to know the details of where exactly it is, it's kind of opposite the house where George Eliot set her novel The Mill on the Floss, which is now a beefeater restaurant on a traffic island. There.
Oh,
just
fascinating.
Over from that is the Bermuda. Spurning Hillock. Cornelius, Spurning Hillock.
I don't think we've had one, so I'll go for bands.
It's a retail park just outside Aberdeen.
You got any bands in there?
Oh, I didn't see. Aztec West. Susie.
Oh, my. That's a band?
No, it's a retail park. Oh,
no way.
Way. Cornelius, Go West.
Band.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, they're a band from the 80s. I'm off of the 80s. Brahead. Might be Brayhead. Brahead.
I hope it's Brahead, and I hope it's a retail park.
It is. It's in Scotland. Yeah. That's right. Cornelius. Zebrahead.
Zebrahead.
Yeah.
Band.
Yeah, or a band, yeah. Hooberstank.
That's definitely a band.
It is a band. Very good. Cribs.
Band? Yeah, The Cribs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them live several times.
Yeah, well remembered. But it's also a retail park, and you didn't get that, so take a point away from Cornelius.
Well, are you talking about Cribs Causeway?
It might be, if that's the place.
Well, that's name's Cribs Causeway.
That's Cribs.
No, no one calls it that. It's Cribs Causeway.
People who know it call it Cribs.
Well, I didn't know it.
Well,
I did know it, but...
Well, you didn't get
this
it.
This is frustrating.
You said band, and you knew there was a place called Cribs.
No, I'm calling an inquiry on this, I'm sorry, but I've just had the inquiry as producer of the show. You are fired.
I can't do the rest of the quiz then.
You're rehired until 4 o'clock.
All right. War Park. War Park.
Oh. Band?
It's actually a retail park. It's called War Park. I mean, that's...
It's a retail park called War Park.
War Park. The Fort, Cornelius. The Fort.
Band.
Retail park.
And band, probably.
No, it's not this time. Dishwalla.
Oh, that's a band.
It is a band. Very good. Yeah. Crichton. Crichton.
Sounds like a retail park.
It is a retail park.
There you go.
Kraken. Susie.
But like the Kraken from the sea.
Yes.
That has to be a band.
It is a band. Very good, yes. And it's also a delicious spiced rum.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah. Beltane Fire, Cornelius. Band or retail park? Beltane Fire.
A band.
Yes, it is a band. Very good. Bullring.
That would be a very defeatist band name, so I'm going to say retail park.
It's a shopping centre, which I'm going to allow.
Yeah, I was going to say, Birmingham.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it called Boring, like, Dull?
Oh, sorry, Bullring.
Oh, right. Well,
as, in,
okay.
as in the Bullring Shopping Centre in Birmingham.
Oh, I yeah. heard you say boring.
Yeah,
so
I was just...
I thought that was ringed.
Talking about Cornelius. And finally, Chili Whack. Cornelius, is that a band or a retail punk?
I don't know. My answer would probably be too boring, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would anyway. It's a band. It's a Chili Whack. So there we go. Chloe's been keeping score. Chloe, what are the scores? What's the score? Susie versus Cornelius. What are the actual scores?
1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Con got 5.
Yeah.
And Susie got 6.
Well done, Susie! Yes! And there it was, Yay! There you go. That was your Nuneaton shotgun-wielding game of band or retail park on Talk Radio in the afternoons. And that's just about it from us until tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Sam Delaney will be with you next for Drive. He's here now in the studio.
Hi, everyone.
Hi there.
Hi, Sam.
It's true. I will be coming up next on Drive. I'll be talking first up to Ken Livingston about the new tea charge in London and whether or not people... are ready for it to be rolled out in other cities across the UK, which it probably will be, because that's what they did with congestion charge.
That'll happen.
Ken will be here. I predict he'll say he's been talking about this idea since the 80s, and everyone ignored him, but now they realise he was right all along. Yep. So stay tuned for that. We'll also be talking about whether we should take antibiotics or not, whether they're going to give Philip Hammond the boot. Katy Perry will be joining me for the whole second hour to give us the inside story of whether it's true Theresa May really did cry and beg to Jean-Claude Juncker in Brussels last week. It's a nice idea.
This is according
it?
To his leaked.
His,
yeah, she leaked it, out of the eyes, so he
been leaked,
leaked.
And so leaked he felt duty yeah. bound to leak yeah. the news of yeah. her leakage.
Yeah.
It's a double leak. And we'll also be explaining how to fight a shark.
Excellent news.
Cool.
It's good, yeah.
Good to look forward to there. And if you are listening to this, obviously, in the sea, then definitely stay listening, because that could...
I'll be fighting a shark live in the studio, and that's cool. never been done on radio before.
No, it hasn't. It's,
so
it's going to be another
stay tuned.
Another Sam Delaney first.
Yes.
That's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. We're back tomorrow from 1. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.